Blog Talk Radio.
New York is shy. Perfect combination. Kills, Biggie.
Like Timbos and Jabos, bitches just like to play the merry-go.
Yeah, we know, drop the scenario.
It was me, D, the MPV, the Blunts and Brew thing, knocking some Wu-Tang, M-E-T-H, oh shit. Look at them lips and them hips on that bitch.
Girl.
She hits the dip, so I can drop my Macadocia shit. Like the blunt clip and recognize the pimp. Needless to speak, the G's obsolete, don't sleep. Bang the skins in the week. On the creep, up the avenue. I seen her on the block, who she rapping to? That's my nigga G, damn he got G. Now she fucking him and fucking me, see?
Me casa, you casa. I ain't looking for no wife, I just wanna get dick to ya. Hit the club, drink, dance all night with you. Get the pussy good, I might do anything for you. Girl, show me how you want that thing. You make a motherfucking dog wanna sing. Baby, 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 can't you see? We gon' fuck until 6 in the morning.
Play a fall like a moon, play a star. She still sweat me hard cause I'm a rap star. I be cruising up the block, I be passing her. Pimping hard with the female passenger. And the only time I call her to hang is when me and D blunted up, pissy scheming on a gangbang. She should've used the intuition, then she wouldn't be classified in that position. Listen, she saying I dissed her cause I'm fucking a sister. A message to the fellas that really gets them pissed. But she started that fucking family. She fucked my man D, so why she mad at me? Plus your sister look better than you, give head better than you, pussy get wetter than you. So break the fuck out like a rash. I'm glad I ain't spend no cash to hit your nasty ass.
Red bones to left toes, doobies. Hip others to show off your boogie. I'm hanging with the best of them sleep. If you wanna, I'm a veteran.
When I show up to the club, it's VIP. Dancing in the club if it's
B-I-G.
I'm not looking to find a wife, just someone to make a friend of mine.
Me casa, you casa. I ain't looking for no wife, I just wanna get dick to ya. Hit the club, drink, dance all night with ya. Get the pussy good, I might do anything for ya. Girl, show me how you want that thing. You make a motherfucking dog wanna sing. Baby, baby, can't you see? We gon' fuck until 6 in the morning.
I roll up all black and Impala. I ain't so high when I walk in the club. I see the chick that used to get the dick. Now she freaking on the floor, make a nigga reminisce.
Wanna back in my ride again.
Wanna back in my ride again.
But I don't want no girlfriend.
See, I just wanna hit it and we can be cool. We can do this if you're feeling the same way too.
Come on, girl, let's go to my hotel. Have a party all night in my hotel.
Pop, roll, smoke, throw in my hotel. In 20 minutes, girl, hit me on my tail. Me casa, you casa. I ain't looking for no wife, I just wanna get this to ya. Hit the club, drinks, dance all night with ya. If the pussy good, I might do anything for ya. Girl, show me how you work that thing. You make a motherfucking dog wanna sing. Baby, baby, can't you see? We gon' fuck until 6 in the morning.
Monday night, once again with your host, Steph Dallas, Love, Life, and Loyalty. And I bring you this fucking fire show once again. GQ Palace, Rich Money. And we're about to do the damn thing once again. We got some nice topics tonight, so we're going to get it popping tonight. Tonight's show is sponsored by Goodfellas Barbershop, where we get it fried, dyed, and laid to the side. Some Afro Sheen, some Afro Clean, some Afro Fluid, some Afro Do It To It. Also sponsored by Havana Cigars. Come get you a little fat head smoke on one. Let me know you're coming through, and I'll make sure I'm in there. to let your ass in, pick out something nice to smoke, light them up. We sit there, smoke a little bit, taste a little something, and we wrap it up, you know, and kick it like OGs, you know what I'm saying? Also sponsored by Lime Rita, the margarita with the twist, baby. That's what the fuck I'm drinking on tonight. You about to get it popping tonight, y'all. Tonight we got two hot ass fucking topics tonight. Two hot fucking topics. Before I get into the topics, though, let y'all know this is a grown adult show where it will get ratchet and crazy and off topic at hands, but it's all good. It's all fucking good. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we do. We're grown adults, and we do that in life. We start talking about one thing, and we go somewhere else. But it will be on topic. It will be have something to do with it. But the topics get real raunchy. Explicit language will be used and highly acceptable. Matter of fact, we'd rather you use it. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep it real. This ain't no fucking kiddie show. So if you got your kids in the background, your kids hanging around, go put them in the room. Lock them up in the bathroom. Do what the fuck you got to do. Topic number one. Let's do these topics. Why do we still have sex with our exes? I know this topic right here is going to touch a few people. I know this is going to get hot and heavy because, hey, we've all done it. We've all broken with somebody. And we always went back for the sex. We didn't do anything with them, but we went back for the sex. You know what I'm saying? We didn't go out to dinner. All that other shit went, but we still had sex with them. Why the fuck do we still do that? Why do people still do that? You know what I'm saying? If you break off with your ex, it's probably just broken off. You know what I'm saying? So if you're with your ex and you're still smashing, is it really your fucking ex? Topic number two. Have you ever had a friend that every time you saw them, you wanted to smash? You want to freak off. You want to fuck them. You want to give them. You want to dick them down. You want to give them your coochie. You want to do something with them. But you never acted on it because you're friends, or you know you was put in a friend zone. Have you ever had that person, that friend of yours, that every time you see them, you're like, damn, this motherfucker looking good. I sure would like to smash that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Hey. I got a lot of motherfuckers like that. I got a lot of fucking female friends that I would love to fucking smash. But I can't. Because we're in that fucking friend zone, you know what I'm saying? And I wouldn't do it. But motherfuckers ever caught me slipping and acted up and wanted to give me some? Bet your motherfucking ass I'm smashing. You damn Skippy. I don't hear all that bullshit about, no, you can't do that. Fuck all that. Let me get to my 5-1 caller there. Let me get to my first caller. Wheezy. Wheezy, you there, baby?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, shit. What's up, baby? How you doing tonight? Wheezy Jefferson. Mm-hmm. Give me a round of applause for Wheezy Jefferson stepping to the building.
How you doing?
I'm great, baby.
First of all,
I'm fucking great.
I don't really have nothing to comment about. I just wanted to listen in. But
no, the fuck you ain't gonna be fucking just listening.
No. But are you eating while
yes,
you're fucking
I'm
on the mic?
I'm eating these fucking
you
nuts.
You cannot do that.
This is so annoying.
This
is a ratchet show, and it's raunchy and wild.
God.
We do what the fuck we want to do.
You cannot chew while you're in the mic. You know that's my pet peeve. I'm over here dying.
Okay, but hey. But when a nigga chew on your cooch, that's all right, though, right?
No, you're not chewing on it.
Excuse me?
You ain't chewing on my shit.
Yeah, when a nigga chew on your shit, you happy about that shit, though. He's like, yeah, mm-hmm. Fuck out of here.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's right, dog bone. I see you typing on the computer. To my yeah, eat the pussy up. I see you, dog bone. You tell him.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Oh, man.
Why is anybody else calling? Nothing. I'm feeling a little under the weather, but...
You under the weather? Yeah, your voice sounds good today. It don't sound raspy. You must be under the weather.
It's still a little raspy.
Yeah. Kind of hungover. So I'm just...
Me too.
So, but I wanted to hear somebody else's opinion.
You want to do what?
I wanted to hear somebody else's opinion. Let me hear your opinion.
On what?
On the topic.
What do you want to talk about?
The ex, because you grossed me out with that whole friend thing. Like,
how the fuck I gross you out?
Come on.
You're not my friend. You're my sister. It's different.
Yeah. You probably looking at all your homegirls.
Huh?
That's disgusting. The first one.
Why do we still have sex with our exes?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me take a sip of this shit right here. Hold on, baby.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. why do we still have sex with our exes?
Yeah.
I'm going to say because it's convenient. That's going to be number one thing right there, because it's fucking convenient. It's so fucking easy to go back.
You think it's more convenient than it is familiar?
Well, same thing to me, convenient, familiar.
Well, convenient means that you get it whenever you want it. Familiar means this is something that you don't got to worry about, you know, figuring out because you already know what it is.
So, I mean, okay, what if she don't want to give it to me, then it's not convenient. But if she wants to give it up, it's convenient.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
that's
what I'm saying. That's what I mean by convenient. If she's going to give it up to me, then it's convenient. But if she's not going to give it up, then I'm not smashing that ex. So the question is irrelevant at the time, then.
No. What I'm saying is not just because you smash your ex doesn't mean you got to smash your ex all the time.
No, of course not. But listen, when you break up with your ex, you're not smashing your ex all the time. You know, I just, 9 times out of 10, once you break up with your ex, you still smashing them. You don't smash them on a regular. You just smash from time to time, or you know, so or you just had, it was convenient. You was having to be over there. You had to stop by and do something for the kids, some bullshit. It was convenient. And you wanted it, and she was like, yeah, you know what? Fuck it, yeah, come on. But when I break up with a motherfucker, I can't go back. That shit,
mm-hmm.
I set up all ties, man. That shit just, I don't even look at him like that no more. If I break up with you and we don't fuck around no more, I look at you like, ugh.
Mm-hmm. Not, ugh.
Yeah, ugh.
That bad, you have to be disgusted with everybody you break up with.
No, I don't mean it like ugh, like it just like it don't do nothing. Like the chemistry is gone, that flame is gone.
Right.
Like it don't do nothing for me no more. I don't even look at you like, yo, I got a lot of exes. I don't look at them sexually no more.
Right.
I just look at them as like a girl, like, you know, like a home girl or something. Look at them. It's, I don't know.
That's even if you maintain a friendship, because you don't always have to maintain a friendship with your exes.
Right. But, yeah, but even I don't look at them like that sexually. And then the ones I break up on bad terms with, I definitely don't look at them like sexual. So it's like any way I break up with them, I don't go back to them any motherfucking way. You know what I mean?
Right.
A good breakup or a bad breakup, I just don't look at them sexually no more. Like, and then it leads to fucking problems. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, feelings get back involved, and
mm-hmm.
you still think you got a chance, or
mm-hmm.
she still thinks you got a chance. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
You set yourself up disappointment again. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Brown sugar boys.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
So you're saying, like, in general, it's for convenience, and I'm saying for familiarity.
It's convenient if she's down for it, then it becomes convenient.
Right.
But if she's not down for it, then, you know what I'm saying? It could be familiar, but if she don't give you no pussy, It's still familiar, but you ain't getting no pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but I'm saying like for a girl, maybe you go back to it because you know you don't want to do that dating scene, but you don't want to be in a relationship, so you're gonna mess with what you already know. That
could be the idea as well. That's for me convenient. Like that's another thing, but convenient too. Like the pussies deal with no strings attached.
Mm-hmm.
You can just get up, leave, no fucking headaches. Don't take the garbage out. No, that's bullshit. Fuck out of here, man.
First of all, who raised you? Take out the garbage. It ain't got nothing to do with nothing. That's just something you do on your way out.
Oh, my God.
Bypass the damn full-ass garbage with used condoms in it.
Yeah, I'm about to leave the fucking garbage right by the fucking door. Right, I'll move the garbage bag out the way and go out the door and close the door behind me.
And that's the polite thing to do. You don't have to be downright an a-hole just because you're not together no more.
But how's that being evil, though?
I didn't say evil. I said an a-hole.
Oh, an a-hole? This is a grown show. Don't start with this little a-hole. Say it, asshole. Yeah. Now you want to be motherfucking, now you want to be all politically correct and shit.
I'm weak.
You ain't fucking, look, you've been weak all fucking day. Every time I see you post, I'm weak. You ain't fucking weak. Knock it off, man. So what do you think about fucking your exes? Weezy?
I don't.
At all?
Mm-mm.
You don't went back to your exes?
Nope.
Why? Why is that? Why is it good for you to do that? But I couldn't do that.
No, I'm not saying that you couldn't do it. I just don't.
Why?
I just don't. I mean, because, you know, I don't want to be stuck in that mode. I don't want to be stuck in that space. And 9 times out of 10, if we broke up, it's some shit, like, you know, that's making me, like you said, I'm making me look at you funny anyway. Like, I don't care. And your shit is not that good anymore once you break up. Like, to me, I feel like.
Oh, he lost the touch, the dick got back on that.
Yeah, I'm not really, like you said, I'm not attracted to you like that anymore, so I'm not going to enjoy it.
I like the few times I had like relationships and I broke up and went back and smashed again, I'm like, as it's leading up to that, to the climax, me getting in the pussy, you know, you're like, yeah, I'm about to hit my shit again. And then you get in, you be like, ugh. You're like, ugh, what the fuck I do this shit for?
Mm.
But you realize, you know what, it ain't nothing, it was just another nut. It was nothing special. Or nothing. Like,
I think I might have. I could admit to doing it like once, but it was like, yeah, because it was like a long break in between. I want to say like a year afterwards. And it was whack.
Right, it didn't do nothing for me.
Yeah, it didn't. Whereas before it was all good, it wasn't good. I think mainly because of the whole, just that whole double up factor, like, you know, fuck around and put some mileage on your shit and then deal with somebody else and then shit get confusing because the dude probably think that, you know, he can continue to smash and all that other craziness.
Okay, so what about the baby mamas that always come back around and want to give the ex the pussy?
The what?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Is it different when it's the baby mama, the woman that wants the ex to fuck all the time?
And
when the man wants to go back and fuck the ex all the time, is it different? Is it different reasons why they do it? Like, people say, oh, the man just being a man, he just want to smash. And a woman's like, well, I don't want to give him up yet. Hopefully I can get him back or some shit. Is that really the reason?
I don't know. I would say that, I just think because they got a kid by you, that they...
Huh?
I'm assuming because they got a kid by you, they feel like they got all rights.
They got all rights, they can just get the thing whatever they want?
Mm, yeah. If it's available, yeah.
So that's the crazy baby mama drama shit?
Yeah. I think that's where it comes in at, when you're still fucking your baby mother. And you shouldn't be, and you're dealing with other women, and then that's what comes into play because, you know, you still give them that green light to act the fool, you know.
Mm.
You know, I can't act the fool with anybody that my kid's father's name because me and him don't rock like that, basically.
Okay.
I'd just be playing myself looking like a hater if I, you know.
You think you'd be a hater if you want your baby daddy back? That would be hated.
No, like to fuck with, to do the drama, like as far as other females are concerned. Like, that's none of my business. we're not fucking. Like, you can't, like, that's, when you fuck with your ex, it always leads to some kind of drama when you're trying to deal with a new person.
Pick it up.
Yeah, because if you figure, it depends, like, on how we look. Say you're dealing with a girl, and you still fucking your baby mother. The girl doesn't know. You start messing with this girl. Baby mother still feel like she could be an asshole. Right? Like, because I think it's like that threat of her blowing up your spot. So you might want to put up with it. Or, like, that's just too much drama. You just shouldn't fuck with your ex at all, because it's going to be drama down the line. Because then if you get in a relationship with somebody, it means you won't be readily available to her anymore. Right?
Hello?
How you answering the phone?
No, hold on. We have a critical mistake here. I put my fucking cell number up there to call the fucking show tonight, y'all. We have to go back and make a change.
You better go to that link and just put it underneath. Oh, my God.
Boy, underneath. Yeah, I got my fucking cell number up there, all type of shit, man. We got to go back and change this.
Oh, shit. Now everybody got to...
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, no, and look at that. My people didn't even realize it. Nobody realized it. Let's go back and fix all this, y'all. Anyway,
I didn't look at the number.
Huh?
I got the number in my phone already. I didn't even look at the number.
Because you're one of my faithful callers, baby. You're one of my faithful callers.
Don't need it. It's because I'm your sister. That's why I have the number. Fuck out of here. Oh, man. So that's why nobody's calling in.
Yeah, no fucking wonder they're calling my cell phone. What the fuck am I calling my fucking cell phone for?
All right, well.
So we're going to fix that right now. We're going to fix that right fucking now.
Yeah. So that's my whole point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you shouldn't do it because it's going to create drama in the line, depending on, you know, how often you do, you know?
Yeah. You're right, 100% correct, baby, 100% correct. And that's what the fuck it is. Okay, I'm holding on. I'm putting these numbers in, baby. Deal with me, radio freak. Nobody even fucking on the air. They don't know we're on the show.
Right.
Okay, here we go. Fixed.
That
okay.
was 30 minutes of my life that I will never get back.
Of what?
My life.
Of what life? What? About
talking on the line.
Come on, baby.
That's all I can think of.
Hmm?
That other topic, I don't remember what it was, but.
Why do we.
Oh, looking at the friends like that?
Yes. Maybe I had a friend.
Mm-hmm. If, like, I have a male friend that I'm looking at, like, I don't know, I don't think, because you know, women, like, we could have, it's less of a chance of a guy saying no if we push up on them, even if it's a friend.
Uh-huh.
With a guy, if you push up on your homegirl, it's more of a chance that you might get shut down.
Yeah.
Like, I think the feelings would be mutual with, you know, from a girl's point of view.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, why would, hold on, what? So you mean to tell me a girl can have a male friend and she's always leaning? So ain't that there's a saying, like, a shoulder to lean on and it becomes a, something to smash, some bullshit. I don't know how that fucking shit go. Right? The girl always crying to her male friend, and next thing you know, they're fucking. No?
You must have already been scheming and horny.
I don't know. How the fuck have I had to be scheming? Why the man got to be scheming? The man got to be scheming.
People's.
Huh?
Like, I guess you got to be real confident to even try to push up on your people like that. Like, You gotta know for sure.
Have you ever had a friend, every time you saw them, you wanted to smash, but never acted on it? You never acted on it. Why didn't you?
No, I can't think of it.
Come on, you never had a friend you wanted to smash?
My friend?
Mm-hmm.
I did.
You said you did?
Yeah, so I don't gotta think about it.
Okay. Hold on, we got another call. We have Dave on the air. Dave, you there? Dave, you there?
I'm here, Big Daddy. Yep.
What's up, Playboy?
What's good? What's the topic tonight, dear, my man?
The topic tonight is, why do we still have sex with our exes?
Because we're horny, man. I mean, what's this? Ain't nothing to talk about.
Because we're horny?
Yeah, because you're horny, man. I mean, what's...
That's why you just can't smash a mother chick, man.
Huh?
That's why you can't just smash a mother chick.
Why you can't smash the other chick?
Yeah, it's a mother chick instead of your ex.
Yeah, because the ex, you smashing her, the ex and her together.
Hmm. Okay. Did you hear that, Weezy?
Yeah.
But you don't want to go with that one? You don't want to agree with that one there?
Because you're horny, quite naturally you are. And that's why you're doing it.
Okay.
Listen, man, men are going to be naturally doing what they're doing. And if that female is going to let him come back and do it, he's going to continue to do it. That's the bottom line. It's up to the female to stop him from coming back.
That's the convenience thing I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Being convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, we have one more call. Hold on, we have Big Homie there. Big Homie, you there?
Chill! What up, Pimp? What's up, Pimp? Chill. I'm in the building.
What's going on, Playboy?
Ain't nothing, man. I'm laying in a cut like a C-section. How are you, baby?
Okay, I'm good, man. I'm just trying to live, baby. No fly by lay to the side. It's me.
I know that's right. But listen, when it comes to them ex, I'm trying to get something new, per se.
You want to try to smash your exes,
dude? I try not to, man. I swear to God I do, man. I try not to.
Why not, Phil? Why you trying to smash your one, dude?
Because, you know, Dallas, you know better, because you know all this extra freak-friendly pussy out here. Why? Why?
What?
Fuck them old niggas.
Oh, you want talking about some new shit, kid? And they
new
know,
shit, man. Why I'm going back to them old bitches for? Bitches is giving away pussy. It ain't even like it used to be. You used to have the arm wrestle a bitch. You don't even got to do that no more.
So that's what y'all doing now, Weezy? Is giving up pussy like that, Weezy?
Excuse me?
As he said, women is giving it away. I'm asking you, is that true?
Yeah, a lot of us are.
About us, man. Are you one of them?
You already know I am.
It's not even hard no more, dog. It used to be hard, man.
It's
you really
whole
had to
women
put the work in. Being
women to like now, they could be like the men. That's why they ain't hard no more. They think they can rock like the dudes. That's why the pussy's so easy to get now, because they think they can handle that situation like a nigga.
Hey, Dallas.
Yeah,
you can't even give them a warranty no more, because before the week is over, they're already over 30,000 miles. You know what I'm saying?
Huh?
You can't even give the vagina a warranty no more, because that before a week, they're over 30,000 miles of usage. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They out there getting smashed just to get likes on Facebook.
Huh?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, yeah, man. Women out there getting smashed just to get likes, man.
Huh?
I said the women out there getting smashed just to get likes on Facebook.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a little cheap. That's a little cheap bitches, though.
Yeah, who fucking know?
That's a little cheap, but you buy bitches of 34 letters. You good money.
Yeah, I was wondering who fucking them bitches.
Well, let's get to this other topic here, y'all. Have you ever had a friend that you wanted to smash but you never pushed up on him?
I just want to know how the fuck you be doing posts and a radio show. My phone ain't stopped ringing from Dallas yet.
Huh?
How was you doing the show and posting?
I'm good like that, player. I'm fucking good like that, man.
My shit keep going off as you.
That means I'm in your fave pop. That means I'm in your fave pop.
No question. No question. I got no problem with that.
Oh, my God.
What's the second part of this answer? What's the second topic?
Have you ever had a friend that you wanted to smash? Every time you see him, you said, "I'm gonna fuck that bitch, man." Or invite for the women. You see, you got your little male friend like, "I want to smash that sexy, dark-skinned, bearded nigga." You know what I'm saying? You want to smash him, but y'all were scared to act on it. Why is that?
Well, that scared shit ain't on my motherfucking vernacular. I ain't got that word in my vernacular. Bitch gotta tell me no 7 times, 8 languages.
So I mean to tell me every female friend you got, you try to smash?
That I thought I wanted to. Yeah.
This motherfucker crazy, boy. Hold on, y'all. Who call? Hold on. Mark, you there? Mark, you on the show? You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, fella?
What's going on?
What up, son?
Hey, shit, Big Hodge, ain't good. Big homie, what up?
Hey, nothing, doggy. Just chilling. How you, man?
Man. You know what I mean? I thought I had some friends, man. I just got out of the hospital and shit. My man put me in the hospital, but I'm good.
Who was in the hospital?
Man, these niggas, jumped me, hit me with baseball bats and shit.
You
everything,
lying.
Man. Word up, Steph was there, he ain't do shit about it neither. I love it, man. Yo, where's going, man? I'm real, I mean, this show of love, life, loyalty. Man, that nigga not loyal to his friends, man. We was family.
It don't even sound like he like you.
Yo, this nigga participated, son.
What?
This nigga turned me over and say, "Hold him up straight, clobbered me and shit."
That needed to fucking hip hop.
My boys was we gambling heavy and shit. We supposed to be together and shit. You don't gamble against your boys.
That's
what the fuck you do. If you put that money down,
this nigga,
you want to put your money down, then we ain't friends right now.
No,
is that how they go?
If I got the bank, you bet on my 5 and better. That's what you do.
That's what I mean. That's how we do. When we come to down south with us, that I know how to hang with you. This raggedy nigga. Man, this nigga, man, yo, this nigga threw like 30 doblos on my ass, man.
I'm trying to figure out why your money was on the line.
Cause this raggedy nigga came to my house. Talking shit to me in my house.
Well, hold on. Let me tell you what happened. Let's take this topic off topic for a minute. We're going to get to the topics in a minute. We over at the spot last night, Super Bowl, and we... Right? What the fuck is that?
You know who that is. That's that ADD nigga.
Okay, that's what that is. That's Wheezy.
Yeah, that's Wheezy.
Yo, we playing motherfucking poker. You know what I'm saying? We playing poker. And he don't like to play poker. He want to shoot dice. So he's nagging all fucking night. Fuck this. Let's play poker. Let's shoot dice. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. $55 later, we on a radio show. That's all I can say.
55 big ones? Did you get the rims you was looking for, son?
Fucked up. This nigga didn't even give me a receipt.
You ain't supposed to get a receipt. You ain't supposed to be betting.
Man,
listen, man.
All right. Son, but I do this shit every day, you know what I mean? Well, I just came out, other man that was out there talking shit that fucked part of me up yesterday, too. Well, I just skinned his ass alive. So it's going back. So I'm on my way to New York right now to find this nigga Steph.
Man, I'm doing the radio show, man.
Going to turn that shit into 1,100, 11,000. Come on, leave that shit alone, man.
I got to get my shit right before we go down south, man. You know what I mean?
All right. Well,
but yo, what's the start? Man, listen. This nigga asking a question on the show, if you motherfucker know. We do that shit every day when we see each other.
Okay.
Every chick he got, I'll take him. All the chicks I got, he want them.
Let's get to tonight's topic at hand. When it comes to seeing these motherfuckers that you want, how you know you can't put your dick in their mouth if you don't ask them? Can you put your dick in their mouth? I don't get it.
Hey, Bayon, you gotta look at it like this. I got a small circle, right? And Steph in my circle. So when he come back and tell me how the bitches fuck him, I wanna fuck him too.
Here we fucking go, this nigga.
I'm saying,
oh my God.
He gotta tell you. He gotta tell you how good she is for you to want to fuck her.
No, I'm just saying. He tell her all the good shit she did to him. I want it too. So he can have her, I can have her.
It's because she might like niggas with goats on their face. You got a goat on your face.
Man, listen.
Man, listen.
Dark skin niggas ain't in, man.
Oh my God.
That nigga, man, in the bump to this, son. We gotta get big homie on a private line, son. Watch when you go down south with it.
This man, I'm already plotting on my room and everything. Who be plotting your room? I'm plotting on my room. I'm lining something up right now.
Okay.
Hey,
yeah,
listen, you know how it go, right? You know how it go.
Listen, man, I'm not worried about none of you fucking mechanics, man. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Well, hold on. What the fuck you laughing at, Weezy?
Sorry.
Well, hold on. We have another call in there. We have Mark on the air. Mark, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
What's going on, player?
Hey, hold up, man. Hey, I was listening for a few minutes before I hit the one button, son.
Okay.
Yo, why you broadcast my man ass whooping like that on the worldwide?
He came on there and started talking. Yeah, he called up and said, "Fuck Steph." I mean, he took my fucking money. I got jumped last night. He jumped me. He said all that shit, man.
Steph. See how he admitted guilt?
Yeah, you ain't say that part.
I heard you just broadcast the shit to the world that y'all like literally raped somebody, you know.
Mm-hmm. 5,500 worth.
So they gave him the mountain and everything, raggedy niggas.
Hey, who that, big homie?
Yeah. No question.
Big homie, you going to Fayetteville with us?
No question.
Oh,
I posted it went last year, but my co-defender faked the jack on me because of Dallas.
Here we fucking go.
Hey, big homie. These motherfuckers, I'm going to drive down there. I'm going to take my truck and trailer. They're going to think I'm going to have my car in that trailer. It's going to be a fucking dice table set up in that motherfucking
room. Yeah, you are ruining the whole fucking race with that shit.
Hey. If that's the case, it's going to be a long fucking ride back home for somebody.
It's going to be one nigga with all the money and eight mad motherfuckers.
That fucking cable gonna be in that motherfucking trailer. That shit gonna get loaded before the car do. If it ain't no room for the car, then that car stay home.
Come on, man. We're
gonna be one happy nigga and eight pissed off motherfuckers.
We're gonna have a nice trip too. Ain't no girls going, just the fellas. It's gonna be a nice fucking trip this year.
Oh, what the fuck you talking about? I'm gonna have something with me. I'm taking time.
Wait up. I'm bringing me a hostage.
You can be dropped
it. Hey, son, what the fuck you talking about? Ain't no girls going this time.
Shit, I'm bringing the one I had last night.
Here we fucking go.
Here you
go.
I got me a fresh hostage in the
basement. Shelly, I see you typing, Shelly. You ain't going no fucking fables. Sit your ass down.
Hey, yeah, sit that Afro puff down, yo.
Hey, Steph, you hear this shit talking about you? What are you doing?
Who this? Man, I'm not paying Mark no fucking mind, man.
Hey.
Raggedy, I'm not paying good hygiene, no fucking mind tonight. Good
that's
hygiene.
The father of y'all raggedy niggas. We supposed to be all family together. Y'all all fucking causing all this separation.
Hey, yo, they had four niggas jumping you last night. You know that, right?
That nigga hit me with a baseball bat the last fucking couple headshots.
Oh, damn.
I told them niggas this morning, I said, yo, my fucking eyes woke up, they were black, they wasn't black, they were purple.
Yeah, but when do you tap out? You supposed to tap out 2,800
ago. You tap out when you can't tap out when these motherfuckers holding you down.
Listen, hey,
I don't know about you. I
have
surrendered that shit.
Hey, listen, there's a bunch of niggas going to the ATM, right? fucking Danny told them niggas, why y'all go, why don't you just wait and go together and carpool?
Too gas.
Boy, them niggas told me upside. No bullshit. I ain't even gonna say.
Y'all motherfuckers must be doing real well in New York.
Hey, Steph, he could have made some money last night if he wanted to now.
Oh, he could have made some good money last night. Mm-hmm.
y'all leave my girl alone, motherfucker. Y'all leave. Y'all was talking about y'all want to pay for my chick, braggity niggas.
Yeah, you got the whole 55 back for me last night, son.
Yeah, you might be rolling dolo to that Fayetteville shit now, son. Bitch eating
booze
and noodles.
Shit, I was so fucked up, I probably put a baby up in that shit last night. I didn't even care about no good hygiene. My fucking pocket was stinking.
Man,
I
know this nigga lying now.
It ain't never that bad, huh?
So that nigga lying. That good hygiene, that mother went over to the bath first. He ain't fucked that bitch last night. That's good hygiene.
Nah, I did that. She went down straight in the shower.
I know you done now.
I was hungry, though. I ate the shit out of it.
I think they forgot him on the lounge.
When I bring this little hostage, nigga's eyes gonna be wide open when I bring this hostage.
Huh?
Yeah, I got a hostage, nigga, Taliban, nigga. I got a nigga in the basement waiting to go.
Okay.
Hey, we got a block of rooms on one floor, big homie.
Oh, I'm parking my car with y'all, and I'm going to a different hotel, so y'all niggas can't be at the same hotel I'm in.
No, that ain't working. That ain't happening.
No, sir.
That is not hot. That is not happening.
We've been going at it for like 5 years now. We ain't did that shit yet.
Well, y'all still at that same spot? What's them that spot, Giant?
The Residence.
The Residence. No question. The Marriott. No question.
All right, let's get back to these motherfucking topics, man.
Big homie, I'm telling you, we got a block of rooms on the floor.
I'm not worried about you and your block, man.
No, we all gonna be on the same floor.
Man, listen.
So your bitch and our bitch.
We talk get my listen. I ain't gonna say nothing to our reserve. I can't say nothing to our reserve.
You ain't gotta say nothing. Just know your bitch is our bitch.
Yeah, well,
wow.
Up, man. Listen, the best part about it is watching the asshole get shut down. I'm going to leave my nigga with you.
Do any of the ladies off this radio show want to go?
Oh, man. Yo, hold on. Yo, my lines are on fire. I got mad people listening in. Where's my friend Alica? She called my phone to call the radio show. Call back in, baby. Call back in.
That big old Allen nigga?
Who? Yes.
Who?
That big dummy. I know you heard me call you a big fucking dummy. Called the phone. You called the phone to be on the radio.
Oh, man. Look at everyone's good IG. Hey, good IG.
Yeah.
Good IG. You there, baby?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm asking this question. It's one of the topics for the night. Have you ever had a friend that you wanted to smash, but you never did?
Yeah,
what
one of
you chicks out there,
man.
Good dog. You barking at niggas. I love you.
You hear me?
Say that one more time, Graja.
I said, yeah, one of your chicks you be having around.
One of my chicks? You one of my chicks. They ain't your friend, nigga.
Oh,
listen, you go in and listen to press one to join in the conversation. Press number one to join the conversation.
I know
yeah,
one
I got,
thing.
Got,
Somebody's phone is dying.
I
got they
one
got me thinking it's me.
So no, that's not one chick I want to fuck.
Somebody's phone keeps
beeping
like it's dying.
Yeah, I hear beeping. I keep looking at my damn phone thinking it's me, but
exactly.
I'm on a landline.
Yeah. Well,
okay,
what's the terms? Is he your friend? What's the terms? Is your friend?
Yeah, your friend, like your homegirl.
Oh, yeah. I got plenty of those. That's why I don't do that close friend, female and boy shit. If we ain't fucking, we don't got to be friends.
The only time they become close friends is after they tell me no 9 times.
Yeah, after I know I can't fuck, then exactly. That's why I fuck with him. After I know I can't fuck, then we can be friends. Cause
that's
there's no
the
point
only
in
way.
To
you ain't getting no brother hugs. You ain't getting no brother advice. You ain't getting no brother hugs.
This nigga said after 9 times. You will come at it 9 times, nigga?
Nine times.
You don't know what's good for
trust me, ain't no dude being friends with no ugly chick ain't got no desire to fuck. That's all friends is. I ain't got no friends around that I want to fucking can't. And then I need to get rid of them if they need to stay around like that.
You got to give them 9 chances because bitches don't know what's good for them.
And I tell you, once you try so long and they your friend and you can't fuck, then the relationship going to die off anyway because you ain't want to talk that shit. Every time you see a fat ass or something, you want to hit that shit. And then you're going to keep trying and she's going to get mad and then the friendship over.
Yo, son, you want to hit a fat chick?
Who? That's you.
You said you're going to cut a fat ass off. You got a fat one that you want
to hit? He meant fat ass like fat booty.
Like kind of shit.
He know what I'm talking about.
I ain't got no fat chick now. Tana got a nigga on her back, though. It came across my mind, but I can't hit that. So, you know what I mean? We just friends and cool.
Yeah, but don't get that right about now. Income tax times are high.
I'm telling you, throw a couple dollars. But you got to know the chick you're dealing with.
Let me give a shout out to the fabulous that ride the dick with their T-shirt on, all right? Let me give a shout out to all the fabulous that ride the dick with their T-shirt on.
What?
Yeah.
Who that in the back? What female is that?
It's
that's
Tana.
Weezy. Weezy
that's
S baby.
It's Tana.
Your friend Tana.
Oh, I was talking about a different Tana when I said Tana got a nigga on her back.
I wasn't talking about you.
I was talking about a different Tana.
Yeah, right.
But you say you do got a nigga on your back.
She do.
Whatever.
Big nigga.
She do. But that nigga on her back is pussy.
I feel so violated right now. Let me go back to being Weezy.
I ain't gonna tell you something. Just let her go up the stairs first.
All the time.
Shut up.
And go right behind her.
This ain't about me.
Right behind her.
Look up and say, God damn.
See, Mark, I didn't even know we was friends. See that?
See, I did.
So, Tana, how did you handle fucking your ex?
I'm Dennis.
She said she never. I said she's lying, but she said you know she's lying.
I said my one ex-husband, it was not.
One time, a year later. That's it. All these fucking exes you had, you know, went back and smashed
all these penises.
What you say, my ex? Yeah, like 3 serious boyfriends in my whole life.
Are you counting the random penises too?
The random penises. I never had a random penis.
You never had a random penis.
Everybody called back.
Everybody called back.
What happened?
Did you call them back or did they call you back?
I don't call nobody.
You don't call nobody.
I don't call nobody.
Nah, I know you're lying.
Out of here.
What happened? And I said that clear for you to hear me. I don't call nobody.
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 Hey, Seth, did you do a show yet on how long will it take somebody to get the draws or how many dates you got to take a chick out on yet before you can fuck?
You been to that.
You remember that?
I was missing it. I missed that one.
How long does it take?
Huh?
How long does it take?
After 3 dates, if I ain't fuck, I'm done.
Okay.
Because you figure you take a chick out $100, you're going to spend on it, you know what I mean? $300 is my limit.
Hold on.
It's $100 a date.
$100 a date. Depending on what you take, are you taking a mediocre? As you tell, because you're trying to ball out, then you got to stretch it a little bit. Depending on how she looks.
Mm-hmm.
You can't ball out on on every bitch or the first bitch, you know what I'm saying?
I just gotta say, I appreciate y'all as friends. I do. Y'all some ratchet ass motherfuckers.
I thought, like, for that roast you got, I thought, like, $200 a day each date.
Hold up. That first date, $100?
Stop! Stop it.
I'm still stuck on that first date for $100.
What you talking about? What? He said $200. You ain't listening.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about period. The first date, motherfucker, we going to the UA. You get popcorn and junior.
What's the UA?
The
movie.
United Artists.
But you look at, you gotta look at like this, big homie. You gotta look at, you only spending really about $50-$60 on her because you gotta eat too.
No, I'm
right.
Spending $50. I'm still spending $50 on me. She getting $27.
I be looking when I take my man. Don't be looking on that first date. You better get to the second.
Listen. And the fuck is not bullshit. The movie dates is getting expensive. It's just like,
first
man.
First of all, the movie is expensive. And the first page is hors d'oeuvres, Mark. What are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about the first page is expensive. That everybody gets, you know, you realize that they give you the first one at $27.90. The second one is $18.99.
I'm not even letting her get to the menu.
The first page is the size.
I'm talking about the first page of the other one. You know what I mean?
I'm telling the waiter, don't even give her a menu. I know what she wants.
Oh, hell no.
She wants chicken tenders. She wants chicken tenders and french fries.
I'll slap that plate in your face.
And whatever drink, and give her whatever drink is a free refill.
Oh, shit. You be mad as much at me ordering food. God damn it.
Yeah, give her a Caesar salad.
Mm-hmm.
The kind we can share.
Bro, that's a big bitch and she can eat, kid.
Sure. Ooh, that tall dude right there?
Yes, that motherfucker can eat.
How do you think she got that rump like that?
Oh, my God.
But real talk, I will feed that big nigga to break her neck.
That nigga there, I might do something freaky for that nigga there.
No question. I will let that nigga get a steak.
What is happening?
Why are you asking me?
I will let that big nigga get a steak to break her neck.
Watch, when we go down, we don't have them in Fayetteville, but when we been in Orlando, they ain't made Orlando. But, boy, they got little pools, and they can go in there and get in the pool. They come out, boy, you ain't got to go nowhere.
We ain't got no pool in
Fayetteville. Oh, my God. It is a pool, but it's indoors.
You gotta be indoor in March.
No, it's hot.
It's hot down there.
The pool was indoors. It was indoors.
Them heppers was in the pool.
Yeah.
And our drunk ass was outside on the side barbecuing.
But you kept walking.
Listen, that's what I'm looking forward to. That's why I'm going down there early again this year. I wouldn't do that shit again.
What?
He said no barbecuing.
Shit, we
no
barbecue. I don't give a fuck who said that.
No barbecue.
Who said no barbecuing?
Who
said no barbecuing?
Y'all gonna
we was at that motherfucker. Yo, I don't know why it is. They have a hotel with a barbecue grill at the hotel, in front of the hotel.
A big-ass grill.
That's beautiful.
I've never in my life seen a barbecue.
Me either.
Grill that's part of the whole.
A grill, a big ass
grill coming out of the side of the building.
A gas grill?
And we I said, yo, can
that means
you can
barbecue fucking meat.
He said, yeah, that's for us, for the customers and shit. I said, yeah.
Yeah, but big homie, they were catering like it was a family reunion.
Huh?
Big homie, we had 50 niggas out there. I bet they changed that policy now. We had liquor
bottles. Yeah, I know they did.
Did y'all clean up?
They pulled up a big-ass cooler. We bought that like we rented the park.
Did y'all clean up behind yourself?
Yeah.
Hell no.
That's two stories.
We cleaned up to a T, but, boy, they had so many white people coming in and out. They're like, oh, my God, what's going on?
No, they asked, could they use the grill?
They want to know, can you use the grill? I said, yeah, when we're finished.
Yeah, man.
We're finished.
Huh?
Yeah, we was there all day, yo. Then we started playing basketball, betting and shit.
Hey, big homie. They was downstairs cooking on the grill, and the girls was upstairs making fucking macaroni salad and shit.
Nice.
What you talking about? Oh, hell no. I seasoned all that damn meat and made all that shit.
Oh, yeah,
what
yeah. They seasoned, y'all seasoned the meat and made some salad.
And we went and got it, so we had to lug that shit from the supermarket.
And in between that, they came downstairs with some tight-ass spandex pants.
Mm. Who the hell did that? Oh, I don't
want to
talk about this anymore.
You know who did. I don't want to tell you who did that.
You know you was handling that meat, right, Tana?
Yo, you sound like a straight pervert.
No, you was handling that meat.
You're a fool.
Oh my God.
Hey,
so, Tana, who all going this year?
I don't know.
The hell you mean you don't know?
We want some chicks with no morals.
This will be off the record.
Okay.
We won't discuss this here.
Okay. I got you.
That's going to be a nice
which,
one. I know one
Steph,
day I won't be
Steph
cold.
Steph, know which one
no,
not to bring.
What happened?
Right, Steph?
What happened?
Hey,
Steph, you want me to make a reservation for them again?
Huh?
You want me to make a reservation for them again?
For them? Who's them?
Yeah.
Yeah, who's them?
Is it
yeah. What are you talking about, son? Who's them, son? Who's them, son? Don't get quiet now, motherfucker. Sammy the Bull.
Man, it's fucking hot out here, man. It's hot in this barber shop, man. It's hot as a motherfucker in this shop, man. Oh, man. Hey, so, Weezy, what else you got something else to talk about tonight, baby?
No.
What a girl topic. Give us a girl topic. And
yeah,
we want to answer some
about
questions.
To help y'all women out tonight.
Yeah, we want to answer some
a
questions.
A girl topic? Oh, my
girl
God.
Girl
questions. I don't even have anything to say.
Yeah?
How's the sex life right now?
How is it?
Yeah. When's my last time somebody tuned that thing up?
Why are you talking to me like that? Stop talking to me like that.
Just answer the question.
Oh my God, so now every time I see you, I'm looking at you sideways like this nigga.
Well, just answer the question.
No, I'm not answering that question.
Oh, fucking rat bastard, punk ass nigga.
And I said no to you 8 times, Nitty, so we friends.
And you got one more, and we're going to save that for Fayetteville.
Hey, Mark, where y'all at?
I'm on 22.
Where you going?
Out there to see what's going on.
Boy, they told me to meet in here at
7
o'clock.
Just,
ain't nobody fucking here.
To see if anybody cleaned up your blood, your brains yet.
Oh, he going back for more ass busting. Fucking niggas never
hold
learn,
hold on.
Just like Katrina,
head,
them niggas move right back in the same houses.
Hey, big homie, you said after 9 times, give up.
Yeah, man.
Well, I said no 8 times.
I ain't asking you 9, y'all. I'm saving that for March.
Damn, I got like 5 more shots at this piece now.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, another Quelo, she love me again.
No.
Hey, Big Mark.
Yeah?
So, Big Mark, let me ask you one of the nice topics, man. What a question for tonight. You ever had a, why do we keep smashing our exes?
Because they keep fucking letting us come back.
Nice and simple, that's it.
And the shit must have been good.
But what if she crazy? You still want to go back and get that pussy? Why don't crazy bitches get
all the crazy pussy?
Nah,
the best pussy.
Hey, I don't go back at no crazy one.
Shit.
Nah, I ain't going back at no crazy one.
Shit.
That's the one that's gonna give you all the drama. Hey, I was willing to take the risk. I said, you know what, I'm gonna fuck this bitch one more time. That pussy good. I just gotta worry about getting out the house alive from this crazy ass bitch, man. This is a retard, man.
Hey, listen. We had a little party weekend before last, right? And one of my exes was there, right?
Right.
Swear to God, I turned my head and walked away.
Yeah, you don't always got to be attracted to your ex.
I ain't lying. When I break with him, when I break with an ex, I'm not really attracted to him no more. I don't look at him that way no more, man.
That's why you cut him. That's why you cut him. That's the point.
Steph.
Yeah.
Good hygiene know why I walked away.
She crazy?
Nah, that motherfucker big as a truck now.
Get the fuck out of here.
What?
So that's why you ain't go back. Not because the pussy wasn't good.
Oh, yeah, that's why I ain't go back to that one.
They got to be better now with all them legs rubbing.
Do you guys feel...
Hey, big homie, ain't nothing two big motherfuckers could do in a bed together but tear that motherfucker down.
I'm saying, but all that cushion, all that cushion gotta be smashing the coochie lips together.
You.
Oh.
Oh my God.
I tell fat motherfuckers all the time, don't be licking your lips at me, bitch. It's not gonna happen. I got a question for you, Tana. You the only girl on the line?
Yeah.
All right, so I got to ask you. Not that it ever happened to you, because nothing ever happened to you.
To me, exactly.
Nothing. I get it.
Nothing that I will confess on the air.
I get that. So, now, when you're talking to your girlfriends, you know, you're a seasoned vet. You hear a lot of conversations. What happens when the dude you cheating with punks your man?
What you mean punks your man?
Your man calls him trying to put pressure on him
and
your side piece tell him, nigga, shut the fuck up before I gun butt you.
What
do you do now? How you feel about your dude?
First of all, I might be a little nervous at first because of the fact that he got shut down by this dude. He might want to take it out on me.
Mm.
At this point, you realizing that your man is buns.
Oh.
So now you like, damn, I might go, you know, be around him and he might like take it out on me. Like, you let this nigga blah 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 blah.
Is there any bouncing back from that?
From my side nigga clowning my real nigga?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, how long we talk? How long y'all been with him? I don't know. Like, I can't see no nigga I fucking doing that. Back
doing
and
what?
Down.
Calling the next man?
Yeah, or backing down for the next man. I can't see that. I can't even imagine that.
So if it was to happen, it'd be mine.
So everybody you dealt with was a thug then? That what you're trying to say?
Yeah, more or less.
But I'm saying, so if that was to happen, because every chick believe a man is that deal until they figure out he's not that deal.
Nah, he was. They were.
Okay, so I do got a situation.
Yes, that did happen.
Okay.
That didn't happen.
What happened?
Okay, what happened was everybody had, like, basically before the shit reared ahead, you know, what it was that my ex tried to play my new nigga, and he wasn't having it. But, like, my ex, like, violated. And, like, before it came, like, reared, like boiled over, like, a lot of people got involved.
Shut the fuck up.
Like, a lot of people got involved. So I can't really see. That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't really see, like, one nigga saying something to the other nigga and nobody not doing nothing. Because,
so
come
what,
on.
What,
you see how tall I am? You trying to say I'm going to fuck with some big pussy nigga?
But what I'm saying is a lot of chicks think they do this at deals with no proven evidence. Like, niggas don't have too many fights. So how would you know?
Oh, well, that's not the case. with me. Them niggas was violent.
So what happened then?
I told you everybody had to get into the middle of it. It was crazy.
But nothing really happened. So what you saying?
My ex rolled up on the nigga block while I was on there, just being a straight asshole.
Okay, hold on. We have another caller. We have another lady caller. We have Sky on there. Sky, you there? Sky, are you there?
Sky, put a quarter in your phone, Sky. Put a quarter in the phone.
What happens with you if that was to happen? Because that happens more so for girls than it does guys.
No,
Sky, are you there?
Guys.
Sky.
Huh?
Sky, you there, baby?
I'm here, sweetie.
Oh, there you go. On the air with you. On the air with you.
How
are you?
How you doing tonight, baby?
Everything's good. Everything's good.
Trying to get what the topic is. Trying to get what the nice topics are?
No. I was trying to read your post, but I said, let me just call in. If I listen for a little bit, I'll pick up.
Oh,
okay, well, just sit back and listen. Okay. Right, now what would you say to Big Homie?
What I'm saying is, Sky.
I can't hear. Somebody got their phone in their pocket or something?
Well, somebody got their phone in their pocket. That's a true story. Hey, Sky.
Yes.
Hypothetically, in the girl world, we don't know this never happened to you, so don't say it never happened to you, because we understand that. But what happens when your man tries to check your side piece, and your side piece punks him? How do you feel about your man afterwards?
If my man tried to check my side piece,
mm-hmm.
And who's the punk?
Your
side piece barked on your man.
Y'all stupid. First of all,
you don't have a side.
My man wouldn't be a man if he could just get punked. Somebody going to have to take an L and made a best man standing. Like, I don't mess
mm-hmm.
with soft-ass dudes, so
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't even know how to try to wrap my head around somebody
well,
getting
apparently,
punked.
Well, apparently everybody think their guy is not soft, but somebody is getting punked every day.
And may the best man win. But let me just let you know, I don't deal with bitch-ass men, so I don't know how to, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if he's a bitch-ass thug, then I'm with a bitch-ass thug, but he's not.
And the difference between being a bitch and being soft. Because everybody can't beat everybody. Like, a nigga
no,
ain't the average
exactly.
nigga.
And that's why I said,
but you got to stand up. You got to be able to stand up for yourself, with, even
okay.
if you're not being
like,
violent.
You don't have to beat him. He may not win, but he's not going to get pumped. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
I'm a small girl. I can't beat everybody, but I'm damn sure not going to just walk away and you just ditch me. That's never going to happen.
Oh, that's my motto. Like, you might whip my ass, but somewhere along the line, you're going to know you was in a fight. Somewhere along this fight, you're going to know.
I don't care if I got
to
punch you on your pinky toe. I'm hitting your
exactly.
ass.
Exactly. You
want
to know.
Well, if they in front of each other, like a conversation like that, of course something is going to jump off, some kind of fight or something. But, like, if you call my side piece and y'all arguing on the phone, you know that's just going to escalate to a bunch of screaming and yelling because nobody.
Well, that's right there where you go wrong. That's when you know you're dealing with a bitch-ass man.
Right.
A man's going to call another man and talk on the phone and all that corny shit. You know what I mean?
So,
like, that's
so right, there on, the, right
know.
There on the fact that he called your side piece, he lost stripes.
Right.
As soon as he called, he's a bitch. Cause that's what
yep,
bitch
yep,
is.
I agree.
Like, he just, like, in the grand scheme of things, the one thing I can honestly say, I don't deal with people that act like that. I don't, like, if you, he don't owe you nothing. If my husband was to fuck around with somebody today or tomorrow, I'm not going to her. She didn't make no vows to me. I don't know. She's nothing to me. The only
mm-hmm.
person that owes me anything is him. I'm not going to pick up the phone. Did you find out how my husband? No.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh. Like, she must got a good shot. She's doing her damn thing. On to the
mm-hmm.
next. I don't got time.
And if your girl, and if his girl got any kind of good pussy, ain't nobody going to tell on her.
No.
What's the conversation
mm-hmm.
for? What's the phone call for?
There's nothing to talk about. To confirm what I already know? Come on, like that's high school shit.
Okay, well, hold up there, Shelly. Oh, hold up there, Sky. We have another caller. We have Shelly in there. Shelly, you there?
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hey, Shelly.
Hi.
Hello, Shelly.
Hi. How's everybody tonight?
You're
right.
Doing good, Shelly. How you doing? You got some penis yet?
Oh,
That's why I don't like the press one. That's exactly why I do not like the press one.
Why don't you just show me a break
before you going in on me?
We all family here. It's like big brothers and sisters.
How is everybody doing tonight?
Good, Shelly.
It's all good.
Did you even feel a penis yet?
You know what?
Had in your hands?
What's the topic?
You sound like Kia right there. You said, you know what? You know what?
You know what?
Just
you know
like
what?
Kia right there. Oh, my God, man. My head's about to start hurting, man.
Give her the topic, Steph.
I think I'll make my first
match. Oh, my God, man. Tonight's topic was, have you ever had a friend that you wanted to fuck, but you never pushed up on him for some
yes.
reason?
You know, she had me and them niggas.
Okay, let's
yeah.
go, Shelly. Let's go speak on it, baby.
I don't think he would believe me because I don't express myself like that. So
if you, what about if you just like grab, you say you tell him you want to smash and you grab his dick, he's not going to know?
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that.
That's the problem.
I would never do that.
What the be fucking aggressive?
Never.
Get fucking aggressive.
No, I
don't
find
that.
I
don't think there's anything wrong with being aggressive.
I don't want nobody grabbing on me, friend, or no friend. I don't want you grabbing on me.
It's different for a man to grab a woman. That's crazy. But like a woman to grab a man, like, yo, you know, I'm feeling you. And rub his inner thigh and then slide up to that cock.
I mean, but see, you don't have to necessarily be that aggressive, but you can brush up against him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, where I work at.
Thank you, Sky.
And I'll let him know if given an opportunity, this shit will go down. But I know the opportunity is never going to come. So it's good
I will
just
make
have
it come.
But I will let them know every chance I get. Like, I got to get some coffee and I'll rub my, yeah, just so you know.
Listen,
and just see what he got.
Are you listening,
Shelly? If you grab me or rub on me 9 times out of 10, you will get got unless you're a wide back bitch. Then you ain't going to get got.
Unless you're what?
Like
a wide
back bitch. I'm not going to grab on anybody. I'll just keep it in my head and just keep it in my mind. I'm not grabbing on nobody.
And you're not getting no penis.
I don't fuck my back bitches.
Wait a minute. I am not grabbing on anybody, no.
Who the fuck is that laughing like that?
God, because you're the damn fool.
I'm laughing like that. Is that you, Weezy?
Yes. That's Weezy. You know that's
God.
Damn Weezy with that raspy shit.
What the fuck is so funny, Weezy?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I don't fuck wide back bitches. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh my God.
But listen, but back to that, Shelly. Why don't you like be aggressive? You don't have to be like aggressive, like whip his shirt off and rip his pants and unzip his zipper and shit like that. But you can be kind of aggressive, but in a sexy way, like Scott said, rub up on him or brush up on it, like try and squeeze by, rub your ass off, do something, you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't do stuff like that.
How is not doing stuff like that working for you? Let me try to get this martini in me.
Oh, God.
How's that working out for you?
I'm wondering, you've been real calm.
I can't find my shaker, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm just, yeah, you need, Shelly, you need to break out of that shit. You've been
you
like.
You got to break out of that dumb shit, Shelly.
I got a question. Would you tell another one of your friends about the friend? Or is that something that you would keep to yourself or between you?
Are you asking me?
No, yeah. Anybody.
Would I tell one of my friends that I want to smash them, but like that?
No, like, it's you and Mark talking. And
what?
If you tell Mark about your friend, like what the fuck Mark did earlier. Like, you do that.
Why would I do earlier?
Do what?
Like, would you tell, like how y'all having a conversation?
like, would you, because you know, like, how sometimes you tell a friend something and maybe the first one to tell you, she ain't going to give you none or some shit like that. Like, would you tell your friend or would you keep that to yourself?
Friend. No, but, like, look, you, man, I'm like,
y'all
want to smash that bitch.
Exactly. We don't withhold any information from each other.
Yeah. I want to smash that.
Exactly. I put that out there.
Mm-hmm. And if he got a green light, we know who he can smash, who he can't.
You don't tell your friends if you want to smash one of your somebody else?
I mean, 25 budget.
Yeah, I
would have been already flirting with your boy, so y'all would have both known.
Shelly, have you been tuned up
yes.
in the past 24 hours?
I like this sky chick.
Shelly?
Yes.
Have you been tuned up in the past 24 hours?
24 hours?
24
hours?
Are you serious?
24 hours, nigga?
What's
that? Answer in the past 24 hours, nigga. Shelly, have you been tuned up
yes.
in the last 24 weeks?
Oh, my God. I'm good. Everything's good with me. I'm good.
You ain't answered the question.
24 weeks is 6 months.
I just said everything is good with me.
You ain't answered the question.
Everything,
24
everything
weeks.
Everything works fine. I'm good.
No, we asked you, you had a GYN appointment, nigga.
Oh, my God. I don't even know why I keep saying that.
You got to go with the flow. These are all jokes. You got to go with the flow.
Oh, my God.
Pick your damn.
We have another caller. Oh, yeah, I'm shaking y'all. Like a motherfucker right now.
Sorette, you on the air. Sorette, you there, baby?
Oh, that's my nigga right there.
Sorette, you there, baby?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, sweetie. How you doing tonight, sweet cheeks?
Hey.
You want to join in our conversation? You want to give a little input on tonight's topic, or you want to talk to Shelly?
Shelly, nah, we don't do nothing wrong with you.
Shelly's waiting for the right person.
The right person? You going to fuck around and have cobwebs for life.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. So Rick, you want tonight's topic tonight, baby?
Refresh my memory, please.
Have you ever had a friend that you always looked at and wanted to smash, but never said anything or tried to make it happen?
Yeah, I have a few.
A few?
A few?
My girl.
A few?
Yes, I have a few.
You motherfucker.
You have a few or you have a few?
Most of my friends are male. I really don't fuck with too many females. All because of the way that I am, a lot of females take my forwardness as being whorish or whatever. So I don't fuck with a lot of females.
So you're trying to say whores or trying to say you're a whore?
No, they whorish, smart
no,
ass.
Your whore friends are trying to say you're whorish.
Most likely,
but that's
yeah.
the thing. That
yeah,
don't make
what I'm
you
saying.
A whore just because you're whore. That don't make you a whore.
No, that does not make her a whore.
That's why I don't fuck with a lot of females, because I don't like that, you know, that backstabbing.
And
that,
you are absolutely right.
That talking behind my back.
That's
and
right.
Like that. So
not
majority
good.
Of my friends are male. And
that's right, because you got some nice-sized titties, so I understand that.
Nice. What is that?
I said you got some nice ass titties. I understand why your friends are male.
He's an
are you the one that was looking for my picture last week?
I found you, motherfucker. Jason Williams looking like motherfucker. I found you.
But anyway, shut the hell up. Anyway,
I'm shutting up.
Anyway, you know, and the majority of my friends are, you know, nice size, well built, nice looking. You know, so
the
who would want to fuck them? You know, I mean, I'm not blind, and I'm not into women, so I hang out with a lot of nice looking dudes. Of course, I want to fuck them, but
sometimes the friendship is more important than, you know.
The friendship is never more important. What the fuck is you talking about?
What?
Now, sometimes I need somebody who I can just go vent to, and I don't need them to come and be, you know, well,
just
since
don't talk in the same circle.
Let's go get this on.
So you
know,
can't vent and suck a penis at the same time?
What?
Not at all.
Huh?
I can't suck them all.
I'm saying that you can't
vent
to your friend and ride that penis at the same time?
Yeah.
No. That's two different types of venting.
That's the best way to vent.
Oh, stop it. You ain't talking about nothing much to talk about when you deep in some pussy.
Tell me what he did, girl. Tell me what he did.
Bang, bang, bang.
You mean
to
tell me we can't
talk? He
did what?
While we in the pussy?
I could talk while I'm in some pussy.
I talk shit.
I don't want nobody talking shit to me when I need something. I need closure. I need clarity. I don't need you talking shit. I need you talking real for real. I need your focus on
my
outside,
shit.
Not my inside, not how wet and drippy I am. I need your
you wet and
focus
drippy
on
right
my
now?
No, you need 5 minutes of seriousness.
But, all right. Let me ask y'all a question. We got enough real ladies on the phone right now. I need to ask y'all a serious question. Check it out. So, if you've been off the market for a long time, what's the best way to get yourself back on the market?
Hey. Oh, I'm sorry.
What'd you say?
What am I supposed to take my time? I'm sorry. Was that for anybody?
Yeah, that's for everybody.
Oh, okay, yeah. Head will always, put your ass back on the market quick.
Or fuck on the first night.
Yeah, after giving head.
Yes. Yes. Is everybody listening?
We listen.
I didn't hear.
She said get head on the first night, she said.
You said how do you get yourself back on the market quick? I said give some good head. It always puts your name back out there.
And who's that, Sky?
All day.
Nice. Damn. Sky's glove. Yeah, I got to look at your pictures again, Sky.
Hey, Steph.
Oh, you dealing with a dime. Don't,
Steph.
Rabbit. No, that nigga is
hey,
serious.
Hey, Dallas.
Rabbit. Well, what you say, Sky? Say that one more time, baby.
I said, oh, you dealing with a dime. You can look at
mm-hmm.
Okay, little chocolate nigga.
Steph. Dallas.
Yes, sir.
Book her for March.
What comes before March?
Book her for March.
Book her for March?
Yeah, book her. I send you the payment out right now.
Oh, my God. So, Sherette, what's your answer? How to get back on the market?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that out.
You off the market right now?
No, I'm on the market, but it ain't doing no good.
Why is that doing no good? Maybe you put yourself in the wrong marketplace, baby.
Probably because, I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm ready to be completely on the market right now. And I'm just getting out of a 23-year marriage.
23-year marriage? Did he have a hook shot?
Huh?
Did that dude have a hook shot?
Clean and a hook shot.
He had a hook shot? How many pistols did he own?
How many? What did he own?
Shotguns.
None that I know of.
Okay. Wrong girl.
Yeah, I was about to say, y'all can't tell that y'all
asked her
the wrong
question. Nah, because I look at the picture. She looked like that dude who knew.
Did you say she looked like a dude?
I look like a dude?
No, she looked like the girl that was down with the who knew dude.
Oh, so you didn't say all that at first. You said she looked like that dude from who knew.
Nah, she don't like no dude. Like you're doing a lot of push-ups, though, I'll tell you that shit.
It did sound like you said that.
I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that at all. I'm drinking martinis.
And I don't know what she looked like, but a lot of times when you look very pretty, a lot of guys are too intimidated to even come up, especially
if
you
that's lame and suckers. I don't give a fuck. If you look good to me, I'm push-ups. Why would I be intimidated?
The prettiest chicks is the easiest pussy.
Let me just tell you, in this millennium, looks are overrated.
No,
listen. Hey,
now you're lying.
Let me
No, I'm not lying. Looks are overrated.
I'm telling you, you're lying.
You can be with a gorgeous, gorgeous bitch that don't got that snapper. You can, guys can be gorgeous, I don't know what, and dick is small as shit and can't.
But hold on, time out.
Looks
are
overrated.
And it's the same thing when women come outside, not dressed in with fucking sweatpants, slippers, hair in a bun, with a fucking shit around their head, and a guy's hollering at them. No, he's not hollering at you because he think you're beautiful anyway. He's hollering at you because his standards are lower.
That's right.
That's not necessarily true, because I've had to run out to the store in some sweat. When you're naturally pretty, you're just naturally pretty.
That's
naturally
right. That's y'all get it mistakenly thinking y'all naturally pretty. No, that nigga just got lower standards than...
Let me tell you.
He's telling y'all some real nigga shit, and y'all not listening.
You're basically saying low standards, and that's not...
I said like a raggedy muffin. What the fuck else could it be?
Okay, now here's the thing. Let me just answer what you just said. It depends on your definition of a raggedy muffin. If I'm coming out in sweats, know that my sweats cost a lot of money. So maybe it's different.
Dudes don't care about the price tag of your sweat.
Because a raggedy muffin, I can come out in sweats and a headband and still look like I'm worth
you
money.
Could tell,
I'm
you could tell
out
a difference.
No,
you could tell a difference between
Can I say something?
No, your show is at 9 o'clock. You could tell the difference between a raggedy girl that's like, you could tell she lives in her sweatpants and a scarf versus a female that's just running out to the store.
Either way,
it's not sexy.
No, I mean, to run out with some sweatpants and
come out. But y'all misunderstand what the brother said, because she said looks is not everything. But an ugly bitch sucking your dick is nowhere near as sexy as a pretty bitch sucking your dick.
Okay, well, maybe that's come from two different points, because you don't have to be cut up for me. Give me a man in his 40s that's got a little bit of fat, dark skin, all day I'd fuck him. I don't give
but
a damn about
though.
The cut up little
body. A belly and ugly is not comparable.
To what?
Because if you ugly, you ugly. I don't give a fuck how much muscles you got.
I didn't say ugly.
You said beauty ain't important.
You said, no, I never said ugly. I said looks are overrated.
Not when you're getting headed,
you don't
ain't.
Have to be. Nah, listen, I'm just saying, looks are overrated. Oh, like,
shit.
There are some good-looking guys, but there's some average-looking guys, too, that can do their thing.
But you don't know you can do his thing until you give him the pussy, though.
Exactly.
And know that he's
going to
get it. He's going to get it. He can get it on a Wednesday in the snow.
All right, so the average nigga that you haven't even felt his penis, he's on the radar because he's average?
He's on the radar if I'm interested. It doesn't matter. Like, I'm not, you don't have to be star-studded to catch my eye. That's all I'm saying.
So he
got to
be average. He got to be average with some mean personality, too.
He has to be appealing to Sky.
He just has to be average with a good personality.
I'm not into what everybody else look like. I don't care what they think.
Listen, the looks is not more important than a personality. He got to be average with a mean personality.
Yes, that's why he has to click with Sky. Like, he has to come and catch my eye. If he comes with that right swag, it is what it is.
So the right swag means I'm fucking all of y'all, basically.
The right swag means he can get that shit in the back of his phone. Yes.
Basically, that means I'm fucking everybody on the phone.
There goes your mind. No, Nitty. There goes your mind right there. No. No. See,
I'm not. That's why I'm here.
There goes
your
mind.
That right now. I even got a little belly.
Nine. No.
Yeah. I can fuck it.
That's me too and shit. That's me.
Exactly. I've got three new callers.
That's all me. And I got a fat one too.
Exactly. Choke the shit out of you.
A fat what? What?
With a hook.
Oh, God.
What is the topic again? Where we at?
The hell?
I got another question for you ladies. If you figure out that the dude that you in love with is not who you thought he was, how do you get out of that?
Just leave.
Just leave?
You fell in love with him. He said you fell in love with him.
He's not what you.
You thought he was. You might have thought he was a
great personality dude, but he was really biting somebody else's swag. Or you might have thought he was a tough dude, but he could have been soft. You might have thought he was rolling.
Yeah, what you mean?
Rolling.
Like you fell in love with the representative? Is that what you're saying?
The representative, yes, exactly. Perfect.
So
yeah, like
that.
Yo, you got my man's money? Yeah, like that, you know?
That shit, yeah, that shit usually falls apart on its own. Like, once you find out somebody is faking the funk, that shit usually turns my lip up in
why,
the corner.
That's
like,
why I tend to not ask people questions. Like, guys will say, how come you don't ask any questions? Because if I ask you questions, you're relevant
this
to
is
lot
true.
About
this
it.
Is true.
Who said that?
So, what
this
I
is
do
true.
Is,
who
I let
that?
You go ahead and you confess or you talk about everything you have, eventually the shit will be either...
Is this guy? Is that Sky?
Either
no, that's
the world in your face or the shine.
Yeah,
so,
listen, that, I do the same thing because real life would expose you without me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to ask you any questions because when I ask you... I mean, you ask me any questions you want. That's on you. But me, I'm not asking you no questions except
mm-hmm.
for how you doing.
Oh, my God. I got a bottle of privilege coming to me. The Knicks is killing the Pistons. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Oh shit. I ain't see what's going on.
That's a bottle. It's gonna be here tomorrow too.
Oh
but
my
yo,
God.
Ray, you was absolutely
what
right.
What is on MSG?
This, you know what?
Huh?
I look at this whole thing as people going. I look at it as you're going to lie to me. I look at that straight up and down as you're going to lie to me. I ask you how many penises. You're going to subtract 10 off the gate.
Oh, my God. Don't even ask that.
Listen,
come on.
I'm going to ask you, am I fucking you tonight? And you're going to say no. And I know you're lying because you know you fucking me tonight. So I don't even ask those questions.
But see, I think you must be dealing with young girls. Because like, I ain't no shame in my game. Like, who's afraid to say
you
yeah,
are a minority.
I'm afraid of you. A lot of people.
You
I mean,
are a minority. You are the minority.
The object of the answer to the question is to the object of questions is to get what you know but what see, you're looking if to get was for. Like, if I was I'm not young asking lady you on no phone. Questions, you can't tell me no lies.
Many
if
who
I'm
saying
though,
no. All you independent women that know what you want and going to get it and keeping it real. Y'all are the minority.
But see,
y'all
here's
like
the thing,
fucking
though. Like,
hooping.
Okay, like the young
y'all
lady
like
on
the phone.
Y'all like
the hooping bird. You see them niggas once every 20 years.
The young lady on the phone, Michelle, I think you said her name is. If she's saying no, that's because she means no. So
she don't know no better. Shelly don't know no better. Shelly, her new name is Laura Ingalls. Shelly's new name is Laura Ingalls.
But listen to what I'm, y'all not listening to what I'm saying. Based on what you said, if she says no, she's not lying. She genuinely means no.
No, we know she means no.
We know she means no.
We know that.
Okay, but if I said, but you said if you get it, don't say no. I'm not going to have sex when you know you really are. If she
oh
says
no, time out. I didn't mean that. If I'm around her, she's sucking my dick.
Around who?
Shelly, Laura Ingalls, you name the name. If I'm in the building. My shit wet.
Whatever. Don't even play yourself like that. Don't even play
yourself. Listen,
Shelly,
you fucked way worse. This is big homie.
Yeah. Whatever.
He's just
you
trying to say his game is strong. He's not discrediting you.
I mean, you listen, that's what I'm trying to take
this
shit personal. It ain't personal.
No, he did not. Okay.
Way worse.
Wow. Well, don't pull that shit out into your disappointment. I'm just saying, don't.
Hey, listen, I got references.
Well, you're going to have to send them.
Your references
you know, now.
Hey, I'm
going
to need you to lick her. I'm going
to
need you to lick her, too.
You're going to have to suck it, and then you pull it out, and it look like I need your friend just to get my
yeah,
shit
well,
off,
listen,
too.
Baby, if I tell you chicken greasy, grab a napkin. Figure that shit out.
Yeah, I hear you.
What yeah,
one might
better,
like what
you
one
better
might
hear
not.
Me.
Would you ran across a bunch of dudes that lied and said they had big shits and they had nothing?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is strictly to you and you only, miss. If a dick's in the room, you suck it.
May I ask you a question,
Vince,
that's talking
room,
so much
all
shit?
I'm saying
how
is,
many guys
make
told
sure
you they
is.
Was packing and wasn't?
I don't know so many guys. If a guy got to tell me that he's packing,
how can you have 95% Shelly with two dicks?
What?
That don't add up. You had two. How is
that
95%?
That.
Okay,
so what? What's wrong
that
with that? What's wrong with that?
That's 2%.
Whatever.
Do your math. I'm good with math. I'm a street dude.
You can't have two niggas and say 95%.
I said
95%. I didn't say that. That's not what I said. I didn't say anything.
I said
95%. Who said that?
Sarette.
Oh, Sarette. So 95% of dudes lied to you.
Huh?
So 95% of men lied to you.
I think y'all measure wrong. Y'all don't measure correctly.
No, we measure from the back of the throat.
What is the conversation that y'all would have that makes a man say, I'm packing? Like,
we measure from the back of the throat.
I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking the same thing.
Because I'm like, is it me? Because I don't have that conversation.
When the hell you bring that up about your penis?
It'll bring it up because it always comes up.
Order me somewhere.
Hold on.
You always talk about how big they
are. No, because most of the time women say how they can handle this and handle that, and then it was lead to a nigga defending himself.
But see, you like shit. Your
what?
Styles don't have nothing to do with how good you can fuck.
Hey, listen, we measure our
before.
Shit from the back of your throat to your lips.
Right, and so if
how
I don't gag,
that?
Then what? So if I don't gag, then what? You go home sad, feeling like you
no,
came
if you don't gag, then I get to come.
And if you don't gag, then you can't suck dick good. You gotta gag.
That means you ain't go farther enough back if you ain't gay.
That's why I'm busy.
Maybe he wasn't a mouthful.
Fuck out of here.
If she ain't gagging, your dick ain't going down far enough.
I agree.
That shit coming. Oh my bad. Do that come in large?
That means the bitch got a long ass neck.
Hey,
I have two bitches that gag and two bitches that didn't gag.
But please hold up. There's some chicks that
I'm
with no air
you're
in
trying
it.
To choke a bitch, but you be trying to choke a bitch just to make sure.
Hey, listen.
Why you
hey,
trying to cut
some,
off fucking air?
Everybody don't have that gagging problem. Some chicks.
But
good.
You want to make sure you want to check, aren't you?
Yeah,
I'm gonna give it a good college try.
I'm gonna sit you on the floor and with your hands against the back of the wall, and you get scratched
Hey, mm-hmm. Reeves, that's a bottle of privilege right there, Reeves. I seen that.
Rabbit?
That Carmelo, nigga. Carmelo Anthony.
Oh, sorry.
But listen, though. Do you think we really... I don't think that... This Simba, nigga, I'm going to punch Simba in his face.
Simba.
Sit down.
Oh, my God. Dog, you want to show them?
The fucking dude think he a real guard dog, yo.
Hold on, y'all. We have another caller. We have Kia on the air. Kia, you there?
Still talking.
I don't know if it's
Kia, you there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Hello?
Yes, Kia. How you doing tonight, honey?
I'm good.
All righty now.
Hey.
Hey, Kia.
Hello.
Hi, Kia.
I'm a fucking...
Hey.
Let me ask y'all something here. In this day and age, right, men who are holding it down money-wise, earning, you know what I'm saying, making good money, finances are straight, and he got a big dick and he's laying it down, they are definitely
rare, in high demand.
Y'all numbers 10 to 1. How the fuck?
Does he also eat pussy good, though?
How do you think that y'all can grab that
all pussy is good?
I didn't hear a word
bed.
You said, Seth.
Who's that, Kia?
Yeah, I didn't hear a word you said.
Oh.
How far you want? I didn't hear a word you
okay,
said. Where
listen,
you
baby,
said,
slow down.
Like,
slow down.
Sound like, I don't know. I'm not going to say nothing. I'm just trying to hear a word you said.
Okay. A man with a big-ass dick who's known how to lay his pipe game down, and he may ask a good living, financially straight, everything is in order with him. He's in high demand. He is the fucking number one guy that you women are looking for. Now, y'all women outnumber us 10 to 1. How the fuck do y'all figure that y'all could be that one that's going to get that man?
Good question.
We could be that one?
If y'all outnumber us 10 to 1, that means there's 10 other women that's trying to get that same dude. What are you going to do to get that man before them other 9 bitches out of that 10 to 1?
Well, they can have
myself.
They can have a good
man.
They can have a good man.
Because there's always another good man.
You're
an
asshole.
Listen to what I said, Kia. Why not number 10 to 1? There ain't that many good men out there.
There is not.
You can't stand this guy. He's a dumbass.
You're an asshole.
Ha ha ha. Kids in the building. Kids in the building.
Kids in the building. He can have them. This is
I
one of the 20 dicks.
Everything come out his damn mouth. It's like something be so damn funny, and it's not fucking funny.
It was funny. They was laughing at that joke.
No, it's not. Yeah.
They was
like
laughing.
Like I said, only
fucking
people. We always got to go ahead on kids. Only fucking people laugh at shit like that.
You know what? You know what?
Oh,
that's
how
Tia
is,
my sister. I love her. I'll be playing with her, everybody. I don't want her to leave me.
I'm gonna stare in his fucking ass.
But that was a great question right there.
It was not no damn great question, Seth.
Listen, Kia.
You
be thinking
of everything
that's thinking about
your
life be a great
question. No, I'm not being so fucking argumentative all the time. You listen to what I'm saying. You are being argumentative. I'm saying this. So you're going to tell me there's every man out there in the world has a good fuck, has his finances, ain't laying pipe game, that all the same? Everybody's talking like that?
You're acting like we gotta fight over that man.
I didn't say I had to fight over that man. I said, what are you gonna do to beat out them other bitches? What are you gonna do that's different from the other bitches that you're gonna get that man?
Like I said, they can have him. I'll find the next guy.
You'll find the next guy?
Yeah.
And you's an asshole.
Well, you know what?
Because if I see something that's good, I'm going to get it.
They come out your mouth, be acting like y'all some dick. Oh, please.
We ain't say that. I just told you that. If I see something good, I'm going to get it.
Call me asshole on my face.
Oh, my God.
Tia, I swear, you was like 5 foot nothing. I will call
you
an asshole. You
know, and next 3 foot two, no, she bad as hell, and I'm not worried.
Take your Delta Gamma. Say the beta, capa, kappa ass.
Whatever, you wish you could be. Or what if you would know how to whatever.
Choose a jiggaboo.
Whatever.
Jiggaboo. Want to be just like me.
You know damn well I'm going to be like you. Please.
Oh,
it's my God.
Right. Shit, baby, this is all jokes, Kia.
Why is this show always going from the
bag? You and Shelly need to go out on a double date.
Shelly shows you Keisha. Every time I say something, y'all tell me I'm an asshole.
Who's y'all?
Man, shut up.
Why I got to shut up? I'm shutting up. Fuck it. I'm shutting up.
Good. Shut up.
I'm
what was the question?
Because Dallas is the one talking shit to you. It don't be me. It's
I ain't
Dallas.
Even say no shit, though.
Oh, he threw you under the bus.
It be Dallas, Kia.
Oh, my God, man.
That knows better.
Oh, my God.
It be him saying all that slick shit. I be saying the nice shit.
Yeah, he be saying it to you, too.
Oh, my fucking God.
and then he be writing you out, and then he saying it be you.
He said what?
Oh, my God.
Okay. I see what's going on here.
Oh, my God, man.
That was a question for today.
No, the question is, kid, today is, can you suck a dick and make it come in 3 minutes?
Oh, my God.
That's the question.
Kia, let me tell you tonight's topic. Tonight's topics are, why do we keep going back to having sex with our exes?
And you know she going to say she don't do that.
I don't. Why would I keep having sex with an ex?
Because maybe y'all broke up on good terms.
Why would I about that?
Maybe I broke up on good terms and you need some dick.
Oh,
maybe.
Please. That's somebody who want to be. That. No. What's the next question? Whatever. I know.
She don't answer no question, no week.
Can you?
She's calling to curse me and you out. Because she don't never answer shit.
One time. What's the next question, Seth? Oh, I can't stand his ass.
I bet you she don't answer the next question. I got $100.
Well, have you ever had a friend that you always lusted after, or you wanted to have sex with, or you wanted to holler at him, but never did?
Oh, yeah.
Because there was
it's one now. Yeah.
Besides me.
What?
Oh,
besides me.
Please, it's not you. Please.
Oh, really? Really?
Not you.
Really?
Sorry, dude. Somebody else.
Oh, my God, I'm an asshole. Really?
You definitely are an asshole.
I know
you
that's
fit that
right.
Title, you fit that title very well.
You know that's right. Hey, Sherita. Sherita? I'm saying her name wrong? Sherette.
Yes.
All right, I got a question for you, Sherette.
Mm-hmm.
What do you tell your girlfriend who be overrating they self?
What do I tell my girlfriends that be overrating they self?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't tell them nothing.
That's the
point.
You got to tell them, though.
No, you don't. You're not supposed
to.
You encourage your girlfriends to feel good about themselves. Yes. You don't let them. That's why so many catty bitches out here today.
Man, also,
exactly.
You let this bitch that's a nickel think she's a dime.
Why not? That's how she feels about herself.
She's a dime. And somebody's eyes, just because she might not be in my eyes, and somebody's eyes could be a
that's
dime.
Not for me
who's
to
there in the background talking?
That was me.
Who's me?
Sherette, you asked me a question. I'm
okay, okay,
you.
Okay. I respect your opinion. But see,
no,
guys don't do that. Guys
but
don't
see,
do that.
Guys tell
their guy friends, nigga, you're bugging.
Really?
Yeah, we tell niggas that shit. Nigga,
that's,
you're
that's
bugging.
That's just mean. That's mean.
That's not mean. That's being
just
a friend.
Plain ignorant.
That's being a friend.
I mean, if your girlfriend stinks, if she's dirty, you tell her, yo.
All right. Ain't that what he just asked you, though? If she...
No.
Why not?
I'm thinking about the looks.
So if your girl, you mean to tell me when your girlfriend gets dressed and it's just like a fucking crayon box, y'all don't say nothing?
No, this is what I do. I hint at, like, I'll say maybe you should wear this instead, or no, that don't go.
So that's telling him. That's the same as what he's trying to say.
But you're saying it more or less like we shutting a bitch down. Like, you ain't gonna shut nobody
fucking
down.
If she thinks she's a dime, which means
she thinks she's a dime, and her face look like a fucking crayon.
Everything, all that.
Huh?
But she could. I mean, what if she got buck teeth, thick glasses, and whatever else, and a wide back? And think that she's a dime, and everybody else thinks that she's only a...
Come out. Let me explain something to you, lady. All right? I don't think that I look like fucking Denzel or none of these handsome niggas.
But you do think you find it in a motherfucker.
No, listen. I got rugged handsomeness. There's a difference between fine and, like, he got that tough cuteness. That's not fine. But I'm not. I'm totally convinced that I'm not the most handsomest nigga in the world.
That's cuteness.
Yeah, you know what that is, because you know, you smiled at my picture. Stop playing, nigga. Stop playing, nigga.
Who are you talking to me?
Is you a fucking owl?
Nigga, I told you to see your face. Shit.
I'm telling you that I don't think that I'm the most cutest nigga in the world. But you got some chicks. That think like the bitch Kenya on Basketball Wise. She says she looked like Beyonce.
She did not say that.
She did say that.
But you know she's wrong with her mentally.
But listen, as a friend, do you tell your girlfriend, bitch, you bugging?
No, you laugh it off. You be like,
no.
Girl, you don't look like no damn Beyonce.
We
yeah,
tell guys
say,
tell our guys
man,
tell
man,
the guys.
Man, shut the fuck up. You ain't no nigga. Man, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, guys tell niggas, shut the fuck up, nigga. You bugging. You high. You drunk, nigga.
You
look like yourself. You don't look like no Beyonce.
But that's a problem right now because a lot of chicks, a lot of people in general overrate themselves.
But a lot of bitches let that girl up and go like that. Yeah, I'm gonna get my nigga tonight. I'm gonna get them all tonight.
Mm-hmm. And I bet you a lot of them will walk out the door with somebody.
So Sky, you don't tell your friend she's bugging out?
She ain't doing that.
Huh, Sky?
That was scary as shit. It scared me.
Come
on. It scared me.
Sky, you there?
Thank
oh, Sky, Sky call drop. Her Sky, her drop. Her call drop.
All right, Charette.
Hmm.
You so you let your girlfriend think whatever she want to think because that's your girlfriend and you don't really give a fuck.
You know, it's not that because you know what? Girls are different than guys. As soon as you tell a girl that she something is wrong, her first mentality. If you're telling her, even if you're telling her in love, her first thought is you're jealous.
No, y'all. The first thing is y'all hating.
Exactly. You're hating. You're jealous. And I had a girlfriend. Well, I thought it was a girlfriend. I had a friend of mine. Well, I thought it was a friend of mine. Fuck it. This chick I knew for 17 years. Her last comment to me before we stopped talking a couple of months was, you couldn't look better than me if I walked out the house with no makeup and with no makeup on my worst day. That was
her
comment to me.
Wow.
Why would she say that shit?
Oh, I got to look at your pictures all over again because she might be right.
No, no, no. I'm saying, like, what makes a female say that to another chick, especially if that's supposed to be a
jealousy?
Player?
Jealousy? Well, that's what I thought. You were my friend for 17 years.
Wow.
Now, this is what you're thinking?
Hold up. Your friend for 17 years told you you look worse than her when
thinking?
She's busted.
So that means she always had them thoughts about you
exactly.
then, right?
Exactly.
Oh, she was saying stuff behind your back.
Exactly.
Wow.
And that's the reason why I got mostly male friends.
And them
that's
too.
Why they say keep your circle small, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And I don't have a big circle.
That's the reason
the
why you have
the circle that I have so small
is a lot of dudes.
Shelly, you still there?
I'm here.
I want you to call my show. I'm doing an intervention tonight.
What the hell does that mean? What the hell does that mean?
Intervention?
Yes.
You're going to wake up with a dick in your mouth.
You are so bad. I said,
You need to do an
intervention for you. You need an intervention
for me.
Oh my God, you got a lot of nerve. You need a damn
intervention. We're gonna put you and fucking Shelly on a double date and watch y'all go to jail.
Shelly, all you do is Shelly, his punk, you and
I'm gonna let Shelly watch.
I'm not even
I'm not even. I'm gonna
let Shelly watch.
Shelly, don't even. Please, don't even play his punk ass. Please. Exactly. I'm not even worried about him.
Intervention. Shelly,
you need an intervention.
Shelly, you coach that. I'm joking with everybody.
We got 2 minutes left for this show. We got 2 minutes left.
And everybody's still on the line. My show is following. And
oh,
the topic, and the topics tonight are, the topics tonight are, if you can hijack, if somebody hijacks your mate, what is the reason why you get your mate stolen?
What the hell is that?
If somebody takes your mate, if somebody takes your man,
nobody could be taken.
What could be taken?
Shut up, you gotta first get a man.
Oh, wow.
And then they would take that nigga.
He wasn't your man if somebody can take it.
No, he wasn't your man. Every day somebody
was
to do. Every day somebody
you
could have
stopped doing what you're supposed to do, too, though. And now he's on the market. You don't even know he's on the market.
He what?
You could have stopped doing what you did to keep him as your man, and now he's back in the market.
Maybe he stopped doing what he was doing.
First of all, ladies, y'all never took a dude from somebody? Have you ever taken a man
hurt.
From somebody else? You never took a dude?
No, I haven't.
Nobody
can
be taken.
You
and
never
you
took
thinking?
A dude, Tana.
That's like stealing. I'm no thief.
No, I never took a dude from nobody.
Oh, Charette, you never took a dude?
Is that not
talking to me?
I'm talking to Charette. You never took somebody's guy?
I don't think I took somebody's guy. Put it this way. I fucked somebody who thought that it was a guy.
Okay,
but it wasn't.
So how did
and
that happen? How did that happen?
Hold on, big homie.
We're going into my show. We're going to elaborate on my show.
He slipped and the dick fell in. Isn't that how it goes?
Yes, that's how it goes. Yes, I like to slip. I like to slip. Can I slip?
All right, y'all. Thanks for calling in. Let's go over to the big homie show. Dr. Feel Good. It's been a great show tonight, even though we was off topic most of the fucking night, but we got back on topic, and it was a great show. Steph, Dallas, Love, Life, and Loyalty, baby. Signing off.
Welcome, 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 everybody, to Just Speaking My Point of View. I'm your host tonight. My name is Big Homie, a.k.a. Dr. Phil, motherfucking good.
Like,
now, I just need real quick for everybody to take their time, to take their time and state your name. Who's on the line? Who's on the line?
Laura Ingalls is here.
Laura Ingalls is in the building. Who else is in the building?
Weezy Jefferson.
Weezy's in the building. Who else is online?
Charette.
Charette's online. Who else is online?
This is shit. Who? Weezy. Okay, never mind. I guess they use a fictitious name. I don't know. Maybe I'm confused. Okay.
Who yeah, my you? Name is fictitious.
Who are you? Everybody stated their name.
Oh, was we supposed to be using fake names?
You
I don't know. I did not supposed to make that Weezy Jefferson. I was like,
listen, you do what you do. You feel comfortable. If you don't want to give your name, we cool with that.
Okay.
Just give me a name.
Okay.
They all know my name. I just say that name as a joke.
Yeah, we know who she
okay.
is.
They know my name too. I just like that name Big Homie gave me.
All right, so let me ask y'all a question. I want to get this started early because we already started it. So I want to go right in. Now, this don't mean that you have your mate stolen or you have stolen a mate. But what do you think are the reasons that a person can get their mate stolen? Hello?
In the wilderness?
Hello?
Yes. Well, I don't think, first of all, that a mate can be stolen. A mate has to want to go there. So I don't think a mate can be stolen. And it's not necessarily that a woman or a man has done something wrong for a mate to leave. They could just be greedy and just, you know, just want to be out there. I don't think a mate can be stolen. No,
or they could just grow apart. They've grown apart.
Both of those
yeah.
statements,
yeah.
both of those statements are true. And I agree with you, ladies. But even if you grow apart, or even if a person is greedy, you don't think the other person plays a small part in that?
Absolutely not. I don't think so.
So because
that's why there's always that's why they said there's three sides to every story: your side, my side, and the truth.
So let me ask you a question, Michelle. So if your mate is greedy, you don't think that you can feel his appetite?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
So what's the part, I don't understand greedy then.
Okay, he might want you and somebody else. I mean, it is point blank.
May I ask you a question? Are he fucking both of y'all at the same time?
Oh, I don't know anything about that. I'm just saying, talking in general, that nobody can be stolen. You have to want to go. So it was already
I believe that people can
out.
Be stolen.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's some people that can't be stolen. Yeah, you're right, yes.
So what about those people?
Obviously, he's comfortable with those people or who he's with.
All right, so
there
comes a point in everybody's relationship where some people get comfortable and they're not willing to work hard. And when you're not willing to work hard, that opens a door. That's not
okay.
a fact?
Mm-hmm.
No.
You know what? It depends on what he wants or what he's looking for. I don't know. Because if you love a person or you're in love and that person steps out, I mean, is that what you're saying? What are you saying?
You know.
What?
Your spouse can be doing everything that sexually or whatever, but if somebody comes, you know, some people are greedy and they just want more.
Yes.
May I ask you
yes,
a question? If a person is greedy, what is he greedy for?
That's for them. You don't know. Only they can answer that question.
Okay, we need somebody with more experience to answer this question.
Oh, God.
Tourette.
Oh, well, whatever.
Huh?
Tourette, if a person is greedy, what
I'm
is
the one that's saying. I'm the one that's saying you don't know. I don't know what he's greedy for. I don't know what he's looking for. If I'm giving him sexually everything that he needs, I'm supporting him in his mind and whatever he has to do, and he still goes out and cheats, I don't know what he's looking for. If he's
right,
not
so
coming
what,
to me,
I
telling me
that,
what
I
he,
agree with
what
that.
He
right,
needs
so
me
what,
else to do.
What opens that door then?
His self-esteem, maybe. I don't know. I'd like to know. Maybe
so what y'all saying is that...
If I knew, maybe I could have kept my husband from cheating on me.
Let me ask you a question. So what y'all saying that for everybody that's cheating, the person that's getting cheated on don't play no part in that?
That's not what I said. There's three sides to the story. There's the side and then there's the truth. There's no communication telling each other what's missing and what they need. That's true. That communication is big. Then there's going to be some wandering off.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. What's the questions you ask your mate to prevent him from cheating?
You can't. The only question I can ask is, what can I do? What do you want from me?
That's a question.
That's what I'm saying. That's the only question I can ask. What can I do?
So you're trying to tell me there's no point where a person who's getting cheated on can take responsibility.
There's a responsibility to the whole party. There's a responsibility. Evidently, I wasn't doing something. Evidently, he wasn't doing something. He wasn't telling me what I wasn't doing, and he found it in somebody else.
What about this?
So there's no responsibility for you.
Are you listening to me?
You can be doing everything, and he can tell you that, you know what, you're doing everything that I want, but I just want women. I just want more women. I mean,
do that say a lot about you as a woman that you're not enough?
No, it doesn't. That don't say nothing about me as a woman, especially if I'm doing what I know I'm supposed to be doing.
Does that say anything about him about being a man, that he's not confident in himself
to tell me, baby, I want you to do this, or I need you to do this to satisfy me. But you got a lot of men that will rather have somebody on the street do some shit to them or with them that they don't want their wives to do.
Let me ask you a question,
right,
though. Why is that, though? Because, you know, you could do all the things that a chick... Can't you do everything the chick on the street could do?
I would like to know the answer.
Let me tell you a man's point of view on why most guys do the dumb shit. It's because some women, not all, get too comfortable.
So is that an excuse? Why you just don't leave them or break up with them? Is that an excuse to cheat, really?
Well, some guys don't want to leave you because they're taking your feelings in consideration and they don't want
to
hurt
you. If you're not doing what you're supposed to do as a woman to a man or a man to a woman, then just go ahead and leave. What's the purpose of cheating? What are you holding on for? What's the purpose of holding on? Because he could love you, Shelly.
He could love you.
People who love you don't.
He ain't got nowhere to go.
He could be homeless.
Well, like I said, that's just crazy. I'm coming out of a 20-year marriage, so I mean, I'm just saying that, you know, it's just crazy.
And why
you
did
know.
That end? Why did that end?
I did it myself.
You ended it.
It wasn't like I was trying to go out there to get something else, and it was just not fulfilling what I needed. And it wasn't fulfilling, though? You know, hey, I mean, the communication, stuff like that, or whatever, you know, is lost. I mean, I lost love or whatever, but I didn't cheat on him, you know what I'm saying? I didn't cheat on him, I just hit him out. What's wrong with that?
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Nobody said nothing wrong
seeking,
with that.
I wasn't seeking another male or anything like that. I just had to make myself happy, and I'm working on that, but that's what I had to do.
So you're making yourself happy. Is that code word for you playing with yourself?
What? You know what? You're a crazy old timey. You're supposed to be serious.
But I'm just saying, you know, it's not about that. I mean, if you're going to cheat, go ahead and leave that person alone or whatever. Don't make up excuses to cheat. Don't do that.
So
there's no excuse in the world that you can tell a man or a woman of why you out there cheating. There's none. That's just my
That's a woman's thing.
That's no excuse. That's no excuse. There's no excuse. There's no excuse that you can tell your mate that you still want to be with and love and live in the same household and pay bills and take care of the kids together.
Hey, variety is the spice of life, though.
Not that I know.
Come out. I got a male on my show. Who said variety is the spice of life?
A Wink from West Philly.
A Wink from West Philly. Let me ask you a question, Wink.
Yeah.
Whenever there's a cheating situation, do the person that gets cheated on take some part in that for getting cheated on?
That's hard to say. I mean, every situation is different. I don't want to generalize, but I mean, more often than not, there's a reason. There's something lacking. So, you know what I mean? So, I mean, to that extent, yeah, I guess you could say that. But, again, every situation is different.
Can I say this?
Man?
I'm coming up on the 23.
Hold up, Shelly. Mark from Brooklyn. I need to get everybody some airtime, Shelly. Hold on. Because you only had two penises. Hold on.
It was Tourette.
Hold up, Sherette. Mark from Brooklyn, holler at me.
Hey, what's going on, big homie?
I'm in the building. How are you, man?
Everything is good, man. It sounds like these ladies in denial, man.
They in denial.
Right,
man.
Oh,
yeah, man. It's always got to be the third one with ignorance calling.
It's the third one.
It sounds like they're making excuses for being cheated on, man.
Thank you. Wow. And build on that, brother.
And I feel like your man coming to tell you, or your husband, he gave you a heads up. You just didn't want to change. You probably felt like you said you got comfortable, you ate too much, you sitting in the house.
Mark, listen, I'm coming out of a 23-year marriage. You know why my husband said he cheated on me? Because
wow.
I didn't want to go partying. I didn't want to go drinking. And yes, I gained a lot of weight at one time. I was up to 360 pounds.
That's why he cheated on you.
I lost that weight. Went from being a fat bitch to being a skinny bitch. So
who is that talk? That's Sherette.
Hey, Sherette, I mean, it's a lot that goes on, I'm sure, during that time period.
So,
why you? No. Listen. I'm not making excuses for dude. I'm just saying.
I went from being.
I'm sure during that time it was a lot that went on. You know what I mean? I'm sure. You know what I mean? He didn't just begin cheating overnight either. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it was a time when he felt like he didn't give a fuck.
But this was the excuse that I got.
Hold up, time out. Dr. Feelgood is in the building, and I hear what she's saying. But if he told you was boring, then motherfucker,
right.
No.
You was boring.
You want the same woman that you met in the club at 20-something years old. I'm 45 now. I'm not hanging out in the clubs.
Right.
That's not what I do. So if you think I'm boring because I don't want to hang out in the club, then you know what? Then I'm boring.
Hold on. Everybody be quiet right now. I've been with my lady for 20, almost 20 years. And she don't really do the club thing no more. But when I ask her to come out to do the club thing with me, she come out.
But see, that's the thing about it. He didn't ask me to come.
He never asked you?
You just said he asked you.
You just said he asked you to come out.
No, I didn't.
He told you to come to the club. He told you to drink with him.
Out.
Yeah.
I don't. Okay. I don't go to the clubs because when we did go to the clubs, it always came home. We always came home arguing about him putting his hands on somebody.
Yeah, that's a lot of when you went to the club.
Now
we're
getting, down to the real reason.
When you went to the club, you were a bad bitch.
About him putting his hands on some other chick. About him doing something else. So if you want to do that, I'm going to stay home.
Come on. Hold up. Everybody be quiet. I want to talk to Charette right now. When you went to the club, was you a fat bitch?
No. That was before I became a fat bitch. That was when I was a skinny bitch.
Oh, he was.
But then I became a fat bitch. But now I'm the skinny bitch.
Okay, I get it. I seen you. You right now. You right. Okay, so maybe the dude that you picked, and you gotta own that. The dude that you picked was a dickhead.
And I own that.
Okay, that's honest.
I own that to the 10th power.
So listen, what I'm saying is this.
You know what? I picked him, and the one thing I can say is we got some great kids together.
What I'm saying to you is this.
Did we have ever gotten married? Hell fucking no.
And listen, what I'm saying to you is women.
Can I say something?
Hold up, Shelly. Women look at cheating different than men. When men look at cheating, they look at what could I have done. When women look at cheating, they say fuck him. They don't look at what they did.
You know, like women say cheating worse than. Cat got their tongue on that one.
They stuck right now.
So, when we look at it, it's just like we look at it in a different reason than what you all look at a different reason. So, we like, fuck it, right?
No.
We say, fuck it, right, Nitty?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
When we cheat, we're cheating for a reason. When y'all cheating just to be.
No, fucked. When we cheat, y'all don't respect our reasons.
What's your reason?
Because all y'all say is...
That's a stupid reason because I don't want to go out into the
club.
You want to club
shit? The first thing y'all say to men is, you should have left. You don't give a fuck about his reasons.
And then you didn't care about the fact that he went out there to cheat either.
Y'all missing the point.
Okay. Why is there always a point when y'all... Why can't he just be an asshole?
Most men are assholes.
No. The women are the asshole. The men are not the asshole coming from me. Calls the women assholes.
I just said most men are assholes.
It sounds like y'all been a lot of assholes in
y'all
life.
There's no reason to cheat. That's not an excuse to cheat.
There is a reason to cheat. That's not the truth.
No, there's no reason to cheat. What reason do you have to cheat? Leave that person alone.
Because, listen, if you're 95% of a good woman, but you just corny as a fuck, he's going to need something exciting. He's not going to throw away his 95% good woman because she's corny as fuck.
You know what?
I'm a corny motherfucker. I see the problem. Let me ask you, Charette.
Can you get me a T-shirt made saying I'm a corny motherfucker?
Hey, Charette, let me ask you a question. Charette.
You don't listen.
Listen, Charette. Let me ask you a question. If you got a 75% good man and 25% of him is some shit that you like in another dude, do you get rid of the 75% guy for the 25% guy?
No. Let me tell you. Can I tell you something? I left my house. I left a house and everything inside the house. Because of cheating.
What the fuck
alcohol,
do that got to do with what I said?
Because
I did the same thing, correct? I did the same exact thing.
Because of cheating, because of alcoholism, because of verbal abuse.
What do that got to do with what I just fucking asked you?
They think this is a therapy show, man.
It is a therapy show.
It is therapy.
It's not therapy show. You probably the same one that's fucking every one of your chick friends. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I can't. Stop being hostile. Don't be hostile.
You're hostile.
Stop hostile. Don't be hostile.
He's hostile first.
Listen.
I'm on the
way. And then you get your co-sign and those guys come up there and everything that come out their mouth, that guy Mark didn't even make sense what the hell he said, but he gonna act like he giving some advice.
And Mark made a lot of sense to
me.
Didn't
make no damn sense.
Mark sounded like he drunk or high.
Mark made a lot
of
sense to me.
Mark sounded like he's a damn fool.
Time out. I am a guy who's been cheated on. And when I was cheated on, she gave me reasons that were true.
Okay, because you know why? When women cheat, we cheat for a reason. When y'all cheat, y'all don't cheat for a reason. Y'all just cheat just to be fucking sticking your dick into something.
Because you say so.
Yeah,
because you say there's no reason.
And then y'all deny it. When we cheat, we usually say, yeah, we got caught. Okay.
I never met a woman that admitted that she was cheating on somebody. I never met that woman.
Yes, and I showed them videotape.
You showed them videotape?
Not the video. I sure did.
Wow. Ooh.
And you're still alive.
I'm still alive. Damn right.
So that tells you what kind of dude you're dating.
And no. This was to the husband. This was to the husband.
May I ask you another question? In a relationship, how do you, and not this hypothetical shit that you ladies are doing right now. Honestly,
nobody hypothetical ain't nothing.
Hypothetical.
Okay, yeah, let me finish my goddamn topic. Goddamn. This is not no
hypothetical.
Did he hang up? What happened?
Did he hang up?
Nah.
I think his call dropped. His call dropped, yeah?
Hey, watch that Boost Mobile shit.
That's a hypothetical stuff.
Did he call back? Did he call back? Had to call back to his own show.
We might as well check out with the show.
Can't even get 10 minutes. Call back. Let's see if we want him to even call back on his own show.
Hello? Hello? Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay, I'm drunk driving on the side. Hypothetically, you're in a relationship. And things go wrong. Either way. How do that conversation start?
If things go wrong, how does the conversation start?
Yes.
You act like you ain't never been in a bad relationship.
No, I'm trying to tell y'all, but everybody is different. So some people needed some suggestions or some words to help them. I start the conversation by telling the truth.
The truth after how long? How long did you wait?
I'm a very direct person. My truth come out every minute.
Okay.
What's the best way to tell a chick her pussy is whack?
Don't call her back.
Exactly.
Nah, why you don't gotta? You gotta call her back. Gotta let her know.
It's not your problem. It's not your problem no more.
You're not cheating on them, so why call her back?
If you're not cheating on them, so why call her back?
But y'all in a relationship.
Why are you in a relationship with that? That ain't no relationship. I need y'all to be quiet.
I need y'all to be quiet right now.
You didn't say relationship.
I'm saying relationship now because listen.
Now, oh my God.
A good person is a good person regardless if the sex is whack or not.
Why do you want a relationship with somebody whose sex is whack? That's gonna put you on the ground to cheat.
Because 90% of them is a good person.
And you should have sex is a big part of a relationship.
So then that means you won't cheat.
So you'd rather have great sex and a fucking ain't shit person or a great person and all right sex?
First of all, I'd rather have a great person and all right sex. Before I know that you're a great person, I'm gonna know if we're sexually compatible. This is true. I'm sorry. So if I'm in a relationship with you, I already know your sex.
Exactly.
What's up?
Shelly, how the fuck is you saying exactly and you're not fucking?
I'm not getting into a relationship with you and the sex is and what on hopes that the sex is one day going to be good? Get the fuck out of here. What?
That's a downfall of a relationship right there.
And grounds for cheating.
Exactly, yeah. So why would you even get into a relationship with somebody if the sex is whack, if the pussy is nasty, or if the dick is not?
And you don't know how to tell her.
The walls.
So how long should I have to wait to find out?
After you fucked her the first time. Well, no, after you fucked her at least the second or the third time, if the shit's not good, it's time to leave. The first time you know, we usually give y'all the first time and say y'all was nervous, you know, y'all fussed out too early. You know, the second time, you know, we say, well, it was a little bit better. The third time, if it's not, like, okay, you got to go. I'm sorry. No more calls. I'm not answering your call. In my contact, write your name, it says ignore.
It sounds like y'all ladies ain't even making friendships. Y'all just fucking like me. I like to make you a friend.
True story, monster. I hear you, monster. That's a true story.
I can still tell you the truth. You feel me? Y'all ain't making friendships fucking. And then y'all wonder why y'all got so many problems.
I ain't got no problems right now. Right now, that's all I'm looking for.
Well, hold on, time out. What is you looking for?
I don't have no problems at each either.
Shelly, you have problems.
What problems do I have?
We're going to deal with that tomorrow, next Monday, but you have problems.
I don't have problems.
Shelly, you have problems.
That's my night. I don't have problems
because I'm not out there giving it away like nothing.
Yeah.
Shelly, nobody is asking you to give away nothing.
Dude, I just told you I'm coming out of a 20-year relationship. You don't just jump on anything strange.
Nobody's asking you to jump on anything, Shelly.
So what are you talking about?
I'm telling you your problem is your outlook on the situation is your problem.
What does that mean?
What?
Your outlook. You look at this shit that it. You look at dating as if you gotta fuck somebody. Nobody's telling you to fuck nobody.
No, I never said that. Hold up, you saying that? I never said that.
You just said I'm not just jumping on anything. Nobody told you to do that.
You told her she needs to get some dick.
She do.
Thank you.
She do.
So well, like I said, thing. I'm just coming out of a relationship of 20 years of marriage. Don't just go out there and jump on nothing.
Saying that you need some penis is not saying jump on anything.
What does that mean, though?
How can you get laid in your house by yourself?
She got to make a friend. Okay.
She gotta go out in the world. You can't find somebody in the house with your 9 cats.
Okay. Now that's a stereotype.
I don't have 9 cats, by the way.
Okay, you got 7 cats.
I I have a 20-year-old son and a 13-year-old daughter, and what's wrong with me chilling out for a little bit? What's wrong with that, Dr. Silver?
Ain't nothing wrong with that. If you like dust, you like dust on your shit.
Well,
I agree with you. All jokes aside, I agree with you. If you don't feel like doing it, then you don't have to.
All right.
Yeah.
So what you're telling me?
I will do it in my time. I will do it in my time. I will.
All y'all ladies is telling Shelly that Dick is not her friend.
If that's what I meant, that's what I would have said. But
I'm asking.
That's no rush.
I'm asking.
It's no rush.
I ain't
she don't feel comfortable. She doesn't
Nobody
feel comfortable with it
rush.
Now, so
Nobody
maybe she doesn't
telling her to rush.
Hey, she doesn't feel comfortable with it right now, so maybe that's not her, on the top of her list.
Thank you. And I believe you said that before, Mama.
Hold up. So you trying to tell me Dick is not on a chick list?
Listen, I said hers, not mine.
Well, I'm
just saying, like, maybe, you know what I'm saying? Like, think about all the things that she could have done at the time that she was married. Maybe she want to do that now. Because
exactly.
She gets into another
like
situation.
What?
Do it now.
Look,
like what?
I don't think I have a problem with getting it at all. And I'm not popping my collar. I don't think that I would have a problem with that at all.
Hold on, time out. All the things like she should have been doing, like what, Tana?
Oh, shit, nigga, did I tell you those things?
Wheezy. All the things like what, Wheezy?
Spending more time with her kids.
Okay, I respect
maybe
that.
She wanna, maybe she want to go on.
That.
Let me tell you something. When I got in my relationship, I started going on vacation by myself. Like, I never went on vacation.
Yeah.
I was too busy. It's a plenty of other things you can do, and you're going to come across it when you come across it. It's
okay,
not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere.
That,
so
listen,
what's the rush?
I never tell Shelly. I want to be clear. I never tell Shelly to rush or to jump on the first thing or none of that shit. I never told her that shit. But you cannot live life in your house.
How are you not being in the house?
Ask her.
Shelly don't stay in her house. I gotta rephrase that. Ever since November, I do kind of regroup. I regroup myself. That's what I do. I regroup everything, my life and everything. And yes, I do stay in the house. I go to work. I take care of my kids. And that's what I've been doing for the last
The last what?
Since November.
Oh, boy, you act like you've been here like for almost 5 years or something. Since November.
Okay.
Since November is like five years, nigga.
The way you talk, it's been like some years.
Hey, Kia,
shut the fuck up.
After you shut up, then I'll shut up. That's a season. That's a season. Right now, that's a season.
Have you ever done that, Wheezy?
Yeah.
Now, what I'm telling the young lady, Michelle, is this. You don't got to do nothing, but you got to be out. You got to be out.
I agree with that.
I'm not telling her to do nothing but get out the house.
Does she want to be in a relationship now? Does she want that right now?
No, I don't want to be in a relationship. No, I don't want a relationship. No.
But you're not looking for any kind of like companionship, like sexually or anything like that.
No companionship, nothing.
Okay, listen. It's only been since November. 20 years? Come on now.
So that means that everything concerning you being in the house is irrelevant because you're not really looking for nothing to come outside. So you don't really.
I'm not.
Okay.
I do go outside of my house. Thank you very much, Dr. Feelgood. I do go out.
I don't
know if I'm
going to work, fucking Michelle. You got to make a living. You got to go to work.
Yes, I do that.
When the last time you went to a fucking lounge and relaxed?
Really? I'm not even going to discuss that. Last time I showed up,
I know,
because
you can't remember.
So I'm not even going there.
Can't remember.
I don't go out.
Who don't go out?
I don't hang out in clubs. I don't hang out in bars. This is Sarette.
You don't got to go to a club, but you go out, right, big dummy?
Look, motherfucker.
Don't you go out the house?
See? Hey. I go to work, and I go to the gym.
And you wonder why your man told you you was fucking boring?
Hey, well, it is what it is.
Wow. This is why
chicks,
this is why chicks cannot hold on to a penis.
Why? Oh, because
a...
I don't go to clubs?
No,
because
it's bigger than a club.
Drink?
You don't got to go to a club all the time.
So where are you suggesting that I go meet somebody?
There's poetry slams, there's comedy clubs, there's wine tasting, there's
I don't drink. Why would I go to a wine tasting if I don't drink?
Because you don't got to drink the fucking wine, asshole.
What's the fucking wine tasting thing if you don't drink? What the fuck
because
is
there's
that?
There's other people there, asshole.
Fuck them drunk motherfuckers. What the fuck I want to do with a fucking wine tasting if that's the fucking thing? I want to stay with my fucking alcoholic husband. What the fuck I want to say?
Oh,
fuck
I did.
Wine
all right, Sarette.
Get the fuck out of here.
Sarette, listen. I said a couple of things. And all you focus on was the drunk niggas.
Because going out in clubs, going out to bars and stuff.
What
that
about
don't
poetry slam? What about a poetry slam?
In the summertime. In the
what about a poetry slam? What about a poetry slam?
In the
slam?
Summertime. Listen, shut the hell up. In the summertime,
oh,
I go to concerts in the park. I go to stuff like that. I do things, but.
So
I,
in the wintertime, you don't do shit.
In the wintertime, I'm like a fucking hermit.
You know that?
Or maybe a bear.
Or a bear.
Hey, listen. Sarette, so you would not go to a poetry or a comedy show?
Actually, I'm going to on Sunday.
What's that?
Those are
what?
Nice.
Oh, good for you.
I'm going to a spoken word.
Spoken word?
Yeah.
Okay,
oh,
so
that's nice.
That's what I'm talking about. You don't got to go to a club.
But I'm going on a date.
Somebody's taking your ass on a date?
Somebody, yes. Isn't that nice? And
go
I even have to
go on
to
a date. Go.
Hot date.
Go ahead.
Somebody is taking this nigga on a date.
Hell yeah. They might even get some ass if they play the
card. Go ahead.
They might. They
go
might.
Ahead.
That's a guarantee.
They might. Go ahead, girl.
Now, listen. That's what I'm trying to tell Michelle. Take her fucking ass.
But it's got to be something that she want to do.
Listen, whatever you want to do.
Do Kelly like spoken words? She may not like spoken words. She may not like it.
Or you fucking non-dick getting motherfuckers, shut up.
Last Thursday, I went to an open mic.
Another non-dick
getting. I went on a date to an open mic.
That was nice.
And that shit was so, like, I did not like being there. It was people there. It was rowdy.
Michelle, do not listen to these non-dick-getting chicks.
No,
you
that's
chicks,
fine. I'm okay with what they're doing. I'm okay with that. I'm taking baby steps.
You
I'm
okay
with
a chick
that's
not,
not
getting
even,
dick?
You're not
that's
even
fine. Fine.
Fine. Please, whatever you're saying, it makes sense. Shelly, whenever you're
that's
ready,
fine.
you do you.
Hold up.
Exactly.
Shelly, you are listening to a chick who is scared to go out the house. That's what you're telling me?
No.
I told her the same thing.
Nobody said they were scared to go out the house.
And I told her the same thing.
I just don't go out.
Tana.
I don't go out. I don't do none of that.
Huh?
Now,
Weezy,
I can't hear you at all. But then if we was a runaround chick, then we'd be like a street hoe. Hold on, Sarette. Why you gotta be a runaround chick
to be...
Make up your mind. Do you want somebody that's in the house, taking care of the house, taking care of the kids, or you want somebody out in the street, fucking around? Make up your mind.
I want you out in the street with me.
This is the shit that drives women crazy. What the fuck do you want? Do you want a bar hoe or do you want a home hoe? Make up your mind.
There you go.
I want a bar hoe.
Give
me a bar hoe. Give me a bar hoe. Give me a bar hoe.
Well, I want to be a home hoe.
Because it ain't that much fun in the house.
I'm a home hoe.
It ain't that much fun in the house.
It is a lot of fun in the house.
I want to go to the bar.
Especially when your kids are grown and there's nobody in the house.
Listen,
it's a lot
of fun in the house. I want to go out, have a good time, and come home to my bar hole.
Well, you go ahead and have your bar hole while she's jumping from bar to bar.
You are the bar hole. You are the bar hole. I'm trying to come home with you.
I'm not a bar hole.
You are a bar hole.
Not anymore. I used to be like 20 years ago. I'm not a bar hole anymore.
You are a closet bar hoe.
I'm
what's
a bar
hoe. I'm telling
I'm
you, a bar
hoe
is way more fun than a fucking home hoe.
Not a home hoe, a home hoe.
Well, a home hoe is much more safer than a bar hoe. How about that?
But safer is not fun, Shelly.
Yeah, that's
so
what you're
gonna
walk around scratching and your shit burning.
So you're
going to
gamble on your dick
with
a bar hoe? Really?
You're going to
gamble on
you.
Your dick with a bar hoe?
So every chick that's in
the
bar got an STD.
You said a bar hoe is more fun than a home hoe. You just want
to
take the risk to find out.
Let me explain to you what
if
I
you
mean.
Got
hold
a good
up.
Woman
y'all
at
be
home.
Quiet for 1 second. I'm going to give y'all back the mic.
You're not making any sense.
I'm going to explain to you right now. If I got to choose between you being a home hoe with me or a bar hoe with me, I want you to be a bar hoe with me.
No. You got to choose one, remember?
I just choose, you big dummy. If I got a choice between staying in the house with a household or taking my household out to the bar, so now she's a bar hoe, I want you to be a bar hoe.
Okay, so when you're taking your household out to be a bar hoe, what is she doing at the bar?
She's with me being a bar hoe.
What's a bar hoe? What's a bar hoe?
I don't know. Y'all said that shit.
Bar hoe is a bitch that gets drunk.
You know what? It's going to make no damn sense how you be
what
acting.
I'm trying to tell you, you staying in your house all day with that guy is not fucking sexy to him.
Okay. Well, he should have. Can I tell you something? Anybody that I date, I always tell them I don't hang out in bars. I don't hang out in clubs.
So you
I don't
won't hang out with him.
I don't do that. And,
so you won't hang out with him.
In the beginning, they're always okay. That's cool. I like that. I like to stay home.
But you won't hang out with him.
Well, he knew that before he got involved.
I'm asking you a question. Will you hang out with him?
How about if I say you can go out and not just stay home and you come when you get back?
You know what? You deserve to get cheated on.
Oh, well.
Because if the guy asks you to come out with him and you won't even
go
out with him.
I don't like going out. There's too
much
shit out in the street.
He don't like going. Shut up.
All that kind of bullshit. I'd rather be home where I'm
staying. Shut the fuck up. I'm talking. He don't want to go food shopping with you, but he go.
No, he don't. He don't go clothes shopping. He won't go to the mall with me.
Then you know what? Something about you says loser.
Maybe.
Ain't no
maybe.
Maybe.
Everything. That's why they say
Looks
saying everything. Looks
listen,
saying
when
everything
a guy
else.
Go grocery shopping with you, he don't want to do that. He's doing that for you. So when he asks you to go to the bar, you do that for him.
Yes. I have one out.
When he asks me, baby,
I'm on the phone with a bunch of
ass,
assholes.
I do that for him. When he asks me, baby, can you do some tricks for me? I'll do that for him.
Hey, time out. That's
me,
true. That's true. But sometimes he don't want you to do tricks. He wants you to go out.
I definitely agree with that.
What is that?
You should go out with them. I agree with you too.
Yeah.
Then
you know what? I
would
be by myself.
That's what I'm saying, though. Going to the movies work for you. It don't work for him.
No,
he wants you to go to the bar. Listen, He wants you to go to the bar. He wants you to sit by his side. He wants to show you off. He wants to be with you and enjoy your company. You do
why
that for
do that
him.
He
wants to change
you to
at home.
I agree with that.
Go to the
strip
bar
in your house, Charette.
Huh?
You got a bar in your house with people? Do you
have
a bar
honest,
in your house with people?
I really don't like people. That's why I don't go out.
Charette, I'm telling you, you need the real Dr. Phil.
I don't like people.
No, you really don't, Charette.
I don't like being around
people. I need you to take
people.
Your medication. I need you to take your medication on time. And you need to get the fuck out the house.
I don't like people.
There's something wrong with that.
No, there isn't.
Who the fuck don't like people?
I don't like people. I like to stay in my house. I mean, in the wintertime, I like to stay in my house.
That is crazy, Charette.
Yeah,
well, Nene, if she likes to be, do what she likes to do, she's going to do what she likes to do.
Who's speaking
I
right now?
I stay out of trouble.
Jerry's gonna call
out,
you didn't like people.
I gotta worry about you getting into an argument because some dude trying to talk to me, and now you want to be all pissed off. And
ain't nobody ain't trying to talk to your ass, Charette.
Word.
Shut up. Every woman will get hit on at the club or the bar.
Not a woman that don't like people.
I don't like people.
Ain't nobody out there on the
street
that don't like people.
I'm in the corner somewhere, quiet.
Yo,
listen,
come
out.
Come out.
Everybody be quiet 1 second. I go to the club with my wife. She likes to dance. She's very provocative with her dance. And you know what? We have no problems. We have every time you go to a club, it's not always a problem.
Right.
Y'all chicks...
It depends, you know, it depends on the crowd. I would say it depends on the crowd.
So what is that saying about Charette?
Well, I'm a loser. You already said it. I'm a loser.
You're not a loser.
There's nothing wrong with staying in the house, but sometimes you do have to go
out.
There's nothing wrong with that. You're not a loser.
Y'all
both
y'all losers.
Charette, you got to listen to somebody who have a talk show, have a show, and sometimes he don't know what the hell he's talking about.
All three of y'all is losers.
You're a loser.
All
three of y'all is fucking losers.
I like Charette. You got Michelle agreeing with you. You should not feel good about that.
I agree with you.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
When Michelle agree with you, you should kill yourself.
No, there's nothing wrong with you. You know what, because nobody else, you know, I agree with you, Charette. I agree with you. Don't listen to her. Find you a short rope and a tall ladder. You don't have to put yourself out there. Michelle is agreeing with you. Pop some pills. Nene, you are. I agree with you. I'm going to look for my friend request, Mama.
Look for your friend request. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, fucking God.
We have some things in common. There's nothing wrong with what she's doing. But
if you got anything
with...
in common with Michelle, kill yourself.
I am fine.
I'm just joking right now. It's comedy hour right now. But I'm trying to tell y'all women is it sounds like to me that some of y'all ladies have a hard time digesting information from a brother who is telling you something that's real. The reason why my marriage worked for so long is that I listen to other women about what I'm doing wrong. And it seemed like you sisters have a problem with listening. You have
Can
no problems. You have no problems with running your fucking mouth, but you have a big problem with fucking listening.
Maybe we just don't want to listen to you. Let me
say something.
Can
I say something?
This
who's saying
real
that? Who wants to say something?
This is Sky.
Sky got the floor. Everybody else shut the fuck up. Yes,
Sky. I didn't get to say hi to everybody because y'all were all yelling.
Yes,
Sky. I had to get off the phone. I just want to say I agree with you. I'm just like, I grew up with brothers, and so I listen.
Hello?
You listen, and how have listening helped you, Sky? Sky?
I'm single now.
Hello?
Oh. Sky, how has listening helped you?
I told you that earlier. I said I appreciate being around all y'all guys because I look at what y'all saying, doing.
No,
you know what?
You know what? I don't like. We can all be in a disagreement. I'm raised around guys, so I can't agree with what you're saying, Nitty. So don't sit up here and no, I'm not gonna like listen to what somebody saying in a different way. No. Because a lot of people who grew up with a lot of guys is not going to agree with other people that grew up with a lot of guys. Oh, please. Stuff that you be saying, Nitty, no way, but I take at face value.
Wow.
Okay, but let me explain something to you, and I assume, how about growing up
with a bunch of guys is the reason why women are, like, you know, like, kind of relaxed and chill because they've been around guys that
hold
are
wrong.
Shelly, be quiet.
Everybody be quiet right now. I'm the host. And there's a few women on this line that have a lot of guy friends, and they listen. I want to ask those women that actually listen to their guy friends, I want them to say, does listening help?
It does.
At times. It does. It depends on where it's coming from, though. Listen, if you're gonna give out this advice, you have to be living by it. Don't come pointing out my flaws when you have a whole bunch of them yourself. You can't do that. That's true.
Now hold up. That's true. Let me say something. I'm in a relationship for 20 years.
Nice.
Apparently, my shit works.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me.
You know what?
It works for you.
No.
Yeah, exactly. Not everything works for everybody.
If a dope fiend walk up to you and tell you how it feels to get high and how it could fuck your life up, you can't tell him, ah, man, I ain't listening to you. Good, look at you. Just because the nigga's fucked up don't mean he ain't still giving you good advice.
Exactly. All right. You cackling goddamn pigeons one at a time.
You said pigeons? No, you didn't.
Don't talk to women like that. That's what makes them not want to listen to you. My bad.
This is Angie. I'm a newcomer on the line tonight. I didn't even hear the topic. I just jumped into the conversation. So,
Who is you? Say your name.
My name is Angie.
Angie, time out. What I'm trying to explain to them, Angie,
okay,
is that this. I'm going to explain to you what I'm telling these ladies.
Okay.
I'm saying that even though cheating is wrong, the person that got cheated on got to take some type of responsibility.
No, not necessarily. Because, again, cheating is just a selfish act. Not always. No, you're right. Not always. It depends on the situation. But why should the woman automatically take some responsibility?
Not only women, but guys got to take responsibility,
too.
Sometimes the cheating party has to take the responsibility, period.
If you leave a void in that relationship,
it's somebody that has to take the responsibility.
Somebody is saying something that's relevant. If you leave a void,
it's going to get filled. If you want to be that chick that say, you know what, I'm only going to give head once a week, and you're with a guy that wants it 5 days a week, he's going to get it.
If you're the chick that says, I don't want to go to the bar with you.
Right, you're leaving a void.
See,
you know what? That goes back to how the relationship started. Now, if that's how y'all got together, going to the bars and all that stuff, this is how you're going to have to keep it going.
All right, you're right, Sarette. Listen, this is what I'm telling you. When you first met the guy, you didn't start out licking his damn toes. Shit progress. So you may not have started out going to the bar, But shit progressed. You started out in the house cooking him dinners, nice conversations. Over 6 years, that shit ain't enough no more. Now he's asking you to go to the bar. Motherfucker, take your fucking ass to the fucking bar.
Well, yeah, it's not wrong with that. Once in a while, let's go out. You know what I'm saying? But if he want to make this an every other day thing, then there's a problem.
Right, and so when because it becomes a problem,
then it becomes a habit.
To let that become a void, then know that that void is still going to be like at the end of the day, it's just like what he said. Because I'm like that with my husband. There's nothing he's going to ever ask for that I'm not going to do, whether I like it or not. Because I'm not going to allow another person to step in.
That's your husband. That's your husband. That's your. That's what your commitment is. That's his wife.
But that's why I can say
what
I got 7 years under my belt. Because I'm never going
to
let...
The ball at night. Why can't she just hang out with him and her? Why,
and you
why
can. Life is full of choices.
Hey,
but
Shelly,
life is full of choices. And life is full of options. If
listen.
You opt not to go, know that your man's going to... Like, you don't have to go. He's not going to put a... You don't have to go. But if you want
you
to leave that
to
boy for the next one to fill it, then just know what you're getting yourself into.
Wow. I'm just not hurting like that.
Now, listen.
The shit that y'all... Shit that you ladies are saying is unfucking believable. You mean it? If my lady tells me, hold up, be quiet right now. Listen. My lady has. Listen, Shelly, be quiet 1 second. It's my show.
Okay.
My lady has told me many a night, we are going here. I don't work 8 hours, a hard day. I'm tired. I'm not telling her we not going.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But y'all
saying
there's something
the problem,
wrong with
that's
that.
That's the problem with black women, because you'll find every other race is not going to get down like that. And then everybody want to take a stance, well, I have my own right, I have this, I have that, and it's all about you. When you're in a relationship, it's not about you.
It's not about you, you dry pussy motherfuckers.
So when you sit there and you say, oh, okay, well, I'm not going to do this with mine, that's cool. You have the right to say that.
That's
but don't
right.
get mad when you see that he step out on somebody
exactly.
else.
Exactly. That's
so,
what I mean.
So
you got
to
take responsibility
for
cheating.
But that's why it has to be communication.
Alcoholic.
It has to be communicated.
She said she
stepped
out
because
on me because I didn't want to go to the club. Then he needs to get
You're not taking responsibility for what role you're taking.
Come on, one at a time. Listen, if your man asks you to go to the bar, that do not mean that you have to get drunk.
Right, that's true.
But that's one of the reasons
why my marriage didn't work, because my husband said I stopped drinking.
No, listen, you go to the bar and you can drink a fucking virgin drink. Just get your fucking ass out the house.
I had to go to the bathroom.
Well, yeah, just, you know, if that's what he want to do, take his woman out. If he wants to take his girl out, his wife or woman or whatever, like, honey, let's go out, have a little something, you know what I'm saying? But if it becomes, like, all the time thing, it becomes a habit to him. You understand?
Okay,
void or no
this?
Void. You understand?
How about you
what
just
is,
don't
what
be
is
seen
his
with him?
Let me tell you something.
How about you don't want to go out?
Hold on,
hold on,
hold on. Let her talk.
The deed is never judged. It's always the motive. You understand what I'm saying? So... If he has, it has to be some kind of motive behind it. You understand what I'm saying? Like, all of a sudden, he wants to go to the bar every week and all the time. And if your woman don't feel like going, then what's the problem? All right, honey, we won't go tonight. It has to be some kind of medium somewhere, a compromise with both parties. You know what I'm saying? And that has to be communicated before the time actually comes. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, honey, maybe at the end of the week we can go out, have a few drinks or something. You know what I mean?
And then the perfect
come to
that
her,
makes sense,
or she just go to him like,
reality.
Oh, let's go out tonight. Come on. No, you don't do that.
Why y'all keep looking for the worst-case scenario? What
the worst-case scenario always.
It's not a worst-case scenario. It's just what was lacking.
Let me tell you something. You cannot be with a person... for more than 3 years and continue to do the same fucking shit.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
That gets boring. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. He's right.
No, that's true. That's a whole different subject, though, how to keep the flame burning in your relationship.
Let me tell you something about me. The reason why I still got my lady, because she tells me, go to IKEA. I said, why I got to go to IKEA? I gave you the money.
because she don't really want the money. She wants the company.
The company,
so,
exactly.
So I take my punk ass. I take my punk ass to IKEA.
You win, right?
What get me is you acting like you're the only one that had this problem. Like you're the only one that do these things.
I'm not
they
acting like that.
Kia,
Kia, put your gun away. Put your gun away, Kia. I'm not acting.
Let me just say this, lady.
I'm not acting like I'm the only one, Kia.
No, that's why I say it's about compromise. It's all about compromise when you're in a relationship.
Listen, tell my ladies, I'm telling you that what I ask for of my lady, I do the same shit.
That's
if
what
I
that's
ask her to
deal.
Do something, if I ask her to step out of her comfort zone, I am also willing to step out of mine.
And
that's
fair.
Why I
that's,
pick
that's,
it up.
That's fair.
Does that mean,
does that mean
you have to step out of her comfort zone
every
time in order for you not to cheat on her?
Because you don't got to step out your comfort zone, but you will be a lonely fucking bitch.
I wasted 15 years of my life.
And you're an asshole.
I wear it proudly. Because you know what? The next man that comes around is going to have such a much better person than what I was with
you
this.
Really think that the next guy's coming home to the stay-at-home chick is going to be a better person?
No.
Maybe that man wants that.
If you get a fucking guy that wants you to stay home, he's not a better person.
That's not true.
If he wants her to stay home, that means he could afford
to take care of her. If he wants you to stay home, he's taking care of somebody else. The next guy might be the one that I will be able to say, okay, baby, I'll go out with you. This last
that
one,
I say
no.
Something.
I didn't want to go out with him.
Because
you're
an asshole.
I think Shelly is agreeing with you. I agree with her.
I agree with her. I don't. I think y'all living in some kind of stone age or something, and it didn't exist then. Men's been screwing women since the Bible days. That's not going to change.
Exactly.
The reality of everything is that you need to step your game up and stop being like, I'm going to get some, like,
Shut up. Nobody is saying that only the women have to step.
Be quiet.
Learn to listen.
Right, you're
talking, you can't be listening. If you fucking bumping your gums, big dummy, you're not listening. Nobody is saying that the woman has to be the only one. I'm telling you this. For the women that I hear, not all of the women, but the three knuckleheads that I hear on this phone, the problem is you motherfuckers.
Well, I had not had a marriage for 20 years for nothing, and when I left, so I'm
you didn't have a marriage
for 20 years.
You did not have a marriage for 20 years. You keep saying that you didn't have a marriage for 20 years. You had an arrangement for 15, and the rest of you stayed with him.
15 years. At the end of the day, you had nothing.
Out of your mouth, that's what you said. I don't mind going out.
I don't mind going out. I go out, and I love going out. Don't be sitting here saying some knucklehead, but if they don't want to go out, they don't have to go out. But Kia likes to go out.
Kia, I'm not saying that you're a knucklehead because you don't like to go out. I'm saying you're a knucklehead because you're a fucking knucklehead. That ain't got nothing to do with you going out. You're a fucking knucklehead. But these two other niggas,
you know,
Shirley and Charette, these niggas are retarded.
Shit, you're retarded.
Putting on weight for 15 years, so it's going to take you another 10 years to get that
fat. Don't act like I'm the only one that stayed in a relationship.
She said she stayed in a relationship for 20 years for nothing. What did you get out that shit? Nothing.
I left. So what are you talking about?
You was in class learning how to be a better woman
for 20 years for nothing.
You learned a lesson from it, if nothing else. I actually learned a lot. You ain't learned shit with this dumb shit you're talking.
To each his own. Everybody has their opinion.
So listen, you want to tell us?
How would you say you learned anything from a fucked up teacher?
You can learn a lot from a fucking asshole. What I'm trying to tell y'all is, hit the bells. What I'm telling you two in particular, not Kia, Kia's my nigga, but you two knuckleheads in particular, y'all problem is Y'all do not know how to adapt and to change the game. Y'all are stuck. Listen, Shelly, you do not know how to adapt and roll with the game. You are stuck in an enigma. You believe in one principle that necessarily is not true. And when you find out that what you believe in is not true, you got to adapt.
Adapt or keep it moving? Shit.
Okay. You got to adapt. Okay. And you don't seem to know how to adapt.
That's your opinion. That's your opinion.
Not every situation is the same, though. Not everybody deals with things on the same way.
Let me tell you how I adapted. When I was single, I was used to having my way with women. And when I met my lady, it wasn't like that no more. So instead of me causing problems, I adapted and learned to compromise. So I adapted.
That's what I said.
Well, I compromise. I don't want to compromise no more.
She didn't want to compromise. She equated going to the bar to getting drunk. And going to the bar don't mean getting drunk.
You're right.
Can Sky say something? When you ladies are speaking, it sounds like you almost are in competition with your man. And let me finish what I mean. It just kind of seems as if you feel as though, why do I have to be the one to give up this? Why do I have to, in reality, when you're in a relationship, he's going to do so much for you because you bring in your A game that you're not going to feel like you're giving up anything.
Exactly.
You feel like it's such a work or a chore. So
How long have you been married, Sky?
Okay, 17 years. But this is what I just said. Did you hear? If you listen to what I'm saying, he's doing for his wife. He don't care about none of the having to go to IKEA. He does it because he's returning what she do for him. It's going both ways.
It's a give and take situation. When you bring your A game, they can bring your A game.
Hold up, time out. Listen, Sky. This is a man and woman situation, what I'm about to say right now. People get confused about what they're doing for a person and what a person really wants them to do. What you're doing for a person might not be shit to him. Let's just say that hypothetically. You could be doing all this other shit for the dude, and all he really wants you to do is come out and socialize with him. So all that other shit you doing with him means fucking nothing.
There's nothing wrong with socializing with your mate. You missed the whole fucking point.
You missed the whole point. You're not listening.
You should socialize with him.
Shut the fuck up and listen. You missed the point. Listen. I'm done. You said if you're doing everything you can from a guy, why is he doing blah blah blah? What did you say?
I said there's nothing wrong with going out with your mate. Before that, Michelle,
you said you could be doing everything you can for a guy, and he's not blah blah blah.
Somebody else on the line.
Somebody else said you could be doing blah, blah, blah for a guy, and he could still go out there and cheat. What I'm telling you is you could cook, clean, wash his clothes, clean his car, put money in his pocket, but if he don't care about none of that shit, you're spinning your wheels.
Yep. I agree.
Oh, I agree with that.
So the only way to find out what a man really wants is to fucking ask him directly.
Communicate.
Exactly.
Now listen. When I say talk to him, communicate, you also got to add a disclaimer in there and say, listen, some of this shit may hurt my feelings, but I still want you to say it. Because a man is not going to voluntarily say things that's going to hurt you. So just communicating alone and asking him, what do you want? He's not going to tell you everything right there because some of this shit could be hurtful. You also got to ask him, listen, you got to also tell him, I know there's some things that you want to say to me that might be hurtful or whatever, but I still need you to say that. Because men are not into hurting they ladies. So he's not going to voluntarily tell you, your pussy is good, but your fucking sex game is whack.
No, he ain't going to come out and say it, huh?
He's not going to come out and say that.
You're right.
You'll know it if you ain't putting his ass to sleep.
Wait, you want open communication. And the only way you can have open communication, you got to tell him directly, I want to talk to you. There's some things I can do better, and I want you to tell me the truth, even if it's harsh.
You're right. You want the truth. Exactly.
Even if it's harsh, if you don't put that added stipulation in it, he's not going to say the harsh shit.
Yep.
Well, some people just have problems communicating, period.
Listen,
then you
no
man
struggle
that,
that,
and that's a proven fact that
no
some people just don't know how to communicate what
listen,
they really have
true.
Going on. Their
that's
feelings.
True,
that's
no
what
man,
makes them act a certain way because they don't really know how to communicate.
Listen, no man that loves you is going to voluntarily tell you things that can hurt your feelings.
No, again, their intentions are not to hurt your feelings. You understand
their intentions
what I'm saying?
Are not
but
to hurt your feelings.
But at the end of the day, both parties need to be satisfied.
Right, but men, see, women have no problem. Black women have no problem telling you, you ain't shit, your dick ain't that good, you think you the shit, you ain't the shit, nigga.
Nigga, you whack with a little dick.
They have no problem saying that. Men have a problem with saying that.
Wow, but not all people are like that, though. That's not a general thing.
I'm telling you,
have some people that have a little more nerve than others. You understand what I'm saying?
Listen,
so that's a specific situation.
Listen. Women
like,
talk to women, and men talk to men. And when men talk to men, they tell their man all
more
the
than
fucking
women.
Shit that they really, really want to tell their girl, but they never do.
They don't know how to tell them.
They don't know how to talk. Listen. There's no way to, listen, the problem with women is y'all want the truth, but y'all emotions don't let y'all handle the truth
handle
very well.
Right. Emotions
so listen,
run on high.
We're
naturally
you,
emotional creatures.
Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me. I want the truth.
Listen,
don't lie.
If a man
that's
tells you,
do.
If a man tells you something wrong about your sex game, y'all do not handle that very well.
Well, maybe it might be true. How
about
but
that? You gotta handle it very well.
Tell me the truth.
Yeah,
I've never experienced that.
It's just an opening. If I tell you the truth and I got beef in my house for fucking 2 weeks, it wasn't worth it.
Well, why would you get mad at somebody telling you something about how they feel?
Answer your own question. Answer your own fucking question.
I'm just saying, why would you get mad about that though?
Answer your own fucking question.
And I just said, why would you get mad about that? It's something that you're not
are
doing
you
and they
fucking
say something
retarded?
About it. Okay, I'm not retarded at all. I'm just saying, why would you get mad about that?
Because women do.
Well, some women. Some women.
Most women.
Well, get mad at somebody telling them about their sex game?
Exactly.
Like I said, I've never had that experience. I wouldn't even know how to... I don't even
know
how
many women. How many women on this line date women?
I don't date women.
None of y'all. None of y'all. Then shut the fuck up. I'm telling you.
Why would you get mad? Why would you get mad? Only thing that you can do is get better with it. That's all. Why would you get mad about that?
Listen. No women. No women really could handle. No women really could handle they guy telling them they sex is boring.
Yeah, like men can't either.
Are you a woman?
I can't handle that shit either.
Men can't handle it either.
Men can't handle it either, but they don't hold on to it for 6 months.
No. There's nothing wrong with telling your mate that, you know, hey, step it up. There's nothing wrong with that. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it if you can fucking let it go.
Well, it depends on what you feel about the person, too, because some people are like, oh, forget that. I'm going to keep it moving. That was whack. I'm going to go get something else. That's what happens. They just keep it moving. That's all. You know? But now if it's somebody that you consider your significant other, you know what I'm saying? You try to weasel your way into telling them that. You ain't going to just flat out say that. You're not
going
to.
Because
the feelings
like
that you have for that person
be,
is not going to allow you to say that to them.
Women have no problem communicating. That's a quality that I admire in women. If they have an issue, they want to have a family meeting. They want to talk about it and they air that shit out. That's a quality that I do admire in women. Men is genetically built differently because they're looking at the pros and cons. When I tell this chick this true statement, how is she going to react? I'm not getting no pussy for a month. I'm not getting no dinner. She fuck
That's
around, don't clean the fucking house. I'm going to hold on
to
the information.
All right, a majority of
but
the people on the phone about 40 years old.
You would take heed to that, and you would make it better. If you were a stand-up kind of girl, I would think that you would be like, okay, my game is not on. You just told me. Or she just told me, hey, I got to set my game up. What's wrong with that?
That shit sounds good on paper until it's your pussy.
No.
Oh,
so,
God.
Can I say something? Well, I haven't had that problem, so I don't know.
Wait, I never experienced that.
Somebody's trying to say something. Okay, the majority of these people on this phone is about 40 and older, right? For the most part.
Right.
Okay. The game has changed. Long gone those days where... You know, it's just a different game. Everything is sex. Everything is like everything. So if you don't bring your A game to keep your man, I know what I have to do because I'm looking at these young girls and they bringing it hard. So at 40 years old, I know I got to stay on top of mine. I got to stay in shape. I got to keep my sex
game.
Now,
hold that point. Hold that point, Scott.
You got to do it all.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, listen, what I'm trying to tell you is that Sky made a point. Her point was every day you got to come hard to the court and play your hardest. And some women feel like, why the fuck do I got to compete with the next bitch? Because if you got something worth competing for, you motherfucking right, you should compete.
Let me just finish what I was saying. I'm not going to compete for a good man. Because if you look around, everything on TV is sex, and it's a different sex. Stripping is okay now. Girl and girl is okay now. Stuff that wasn't cool when we was growing up is fair game now.
Absolutely.
And so when your man is looking around, he's not looking at the Brady Bunch and the Cosbys no more. No. He's looking
Those
at the little sexy young girls. Those days are gone. So if you want to stay that way, do you. All I'm saying is when I leave work, if I don't look good before I leave, I look great by the time I get home because I got to stay on top of my game. You got to look good to get them. You got to stay great to keep them. That's just what it is.
Now, time out. I got to end the show.
Yes.
I got to end the show.
I
got to end the show. I want everybody. Hold up. I got
to
end the show. Listen, the idea of a man having a great woman at home and saying to herself, I'm not competing with nobody to keep this great woman at in my home, he's a fucking asshole. If you're a good woman and you have a great man and you're not willing to compete to keep your great man, you're the fucking problem. Everything that's worth having is worth keeping. How is you going to keep it if you're not willing to compete? You got a job, you're competing with your coworker, but you're not willing to compete with your spouse who's bringing you happiness? That is asinine. Everything in life is a competition. You don't get a raise if you don't compete. You don't get a job if you don't compete. You don't eat if you don't compete. How are you going to love if you don't compete? That is straight stupid. And anybody who thinks that you don't got to compete to keep a great partner, you deserve to be lonely. This is Dr. Feelgood, and I don't give a fuck how you feel. I'm signing out. One, love is love, and love yourself. I'm out of here.
Chosen one, Big Jeffrey.
Church.
Now, players, I got some fresh game to bring to the table today. Now, this player right here, he's different. He don't drive a Cadillac.
What?
He don't got a perm.
What?
Why should we let you in the Pimp Legion of Doom?
Man, whoever said progress was a slow process wasn't talking about me. I'm a P-I-M-P. Plus, I got the magic stick.
I got the magic stick. I know if I can hit once, I can hit twice. I hit the baddest chick. Sure they don't believe me, they call me tonight. And I show you magic.
What?
Magic. I got the magic stick.
I'm a freak to the core. Get a dose. Bound to curl, it's exclusive shit, I don't share with the world. I had y'all early in the morning, moaning. Back shot, drop it a low, can't stop it. Been a fiend for this, it's rockin' me. Get the position down back, then it's time to switch. I rock the boat, I work the minute. I can speed it up, straight beat it up, straight beat it up. When I ain't in the hood with my toes out open, I'm in the telly working up a sweat broken. Tonight's the night, you can fall in love. You can call your mama right now, tell her you met a dog. Cause I can back it up, my left stroke, the death stroke.
I got the magic trick. I know if I can lick once, I can lick twice. I am the magic trick. Sure you don't believe me, then come to me tonight, and I'll show you magic.
What?
Magic. I got the magic trick. Lil' Kim, not a whore, but I set the niggas so good, he gotta tell his boys. When it come to sex, don't test my skills. This is my head game, how you head over hills. Give a nigga the chills, have him pay my bills. When I ain't out shopping, spending juicy notes, I'm in the crib giving niggas deep hope. Tonight with Kim, gonna have you in the zone, girl. For your crib, I'm answering the phone. Guys wanna wife me, give me the ring. I'll do it anywhere, anyhow, down for anything. Couple of humps, give a nigga goosebumps. This junk in my trunk ain't made for chunks. When little Kim go down, you don't need to lie. This is drugs, baby, I'm making you high. I got the magic shit. I know if I can hit once, I can hit twice. I am the baddest. Twice.